Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
This Friday is just like last Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
Let's get this party started!
Friday, 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 Friday,
Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday,
Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday,
Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday, Friday,
It's true. Please, everyone, pray for the Toth family because we're about ready to be homeless, and that's no lie.
You don't have a house.
You don't have a house.
He's not exaggerating, guys.
This is not a joke.
My family and I, we've turned into squatters.
Fridays never cease to amaze me.
Getting excited about the Olympics?
Oh, man, has everyone got Olympic fever?
Here's the thing. Something cool is going to happen. You're going to look back and be like, you remember that day I was so unstoked about life and basically a squatter next to homeless? You're going to look back and say... That wasn't... I made it through.
First week of the Olympics.
I'm against televised Olympics.
10 guys run a sprint, and one guy wins. We know he's fast.
To me, swimming is a confusing sport. Because sometimes you do it for fun, but then other times you do it to not die.
I have a whole room dedicated to Olympic memorabilia.
Showtime.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Dex, you sound so happy.
Do I sound happy this morning?
You sound definitely more happy... than a squatter might be.
Well, I gotta tell you guys, I got a house!
Yeah! You got a house on AGT?
Yes!
Simon Cowell hooked it up. Oh, no, actually, a Starmy hooked it up.
Yeah, Starmy came through. Amen. God came through.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm completely blown away.
God used the Starmy. The Starmy is not God, but God used the Starmy.
And gosh, I'm speechless.
You guys know what this means. Mm. You just played the clip. I'm a wizard.
You are a wizard.
I'm a wizard, Steve.
You are a wizard. That's what I was thinking the entire time. I was like, wow.
I haven't even read that new Harry Potter thing, and I'm a wizard.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Man, this is cool. What else can I predict?
I would love some predictions from you.
Okay,
let's see.
You're a prophet.
Let me just give me some prophet music.
I don't have anything.
But I want to be called a wizard because I feel like if I call myself a prophet,
we'd have to murder you.
People would have to stone me.
Yeah,
this is perfect. Okay, Steve-O, for you, it's just gonna get worse for a while.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, for me though,
yep.
Good stuff right around the corner.
Oh man. So good.
My YouTube show is going to blow up.
Oh, sweet.
You have a YouTube show?
I can't talk about it. Oh. And let's see. What else is going to happen for me? No, I feel like it's going to get worse for me, too.
Oh,
I feel like me and you are in the same boat.
Yeah.
And then Dex is over in the yacht with Jesse and Brad
Jesse
and Angelina.
Just got done with my messy life. It's finally stopped storming.
Smooth sailing for you right on out.
For a while now.
Steve-O and I have to face the perils of Hurricane Earl, or whatever that is, and Zika.
Yep,
but you got this, man. You got high-speed cable internet just taking you on out into the ocean of success.
Super fan.
Wonderful.
Yeah, if you don't know, my family and I have been squatting in a home.
It's been 3 days of squats, and I'm not talking the bear.
We were supposed to be out of our house by the end of July, August 1st, basically.
Yeah.
And the house that we were supposed to get into, it fell through, and
had nowhere to go.
We were sitting there just, we don't have a house. We live in the northeast side of town, and I don't know if it's just the summertime is a bad time to rent, and there's just not a lot available. Because I remember the first of the year, we were kind of looking for homes, and there were so many.
You guys were like,
this will be fine.
Too much.
So when they gave us our 30-day notice, we were thinking, we'll find a house, no big deal. Well, finally we found a house, but then... After a week of trying to get into the house and sign off on everything, it just didn't happen because of reasons I can't really talk about.
Your landlord was an idiot.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay.
I can say it.
Yeah, you can. I can't. So we were talking on the air yesterday because Leslie and I two nights ago, I could not sleep. I was up all night just praying and stressing and so worried because it's all about the kids. If I didn't have kids, who cares? I'll go live in a trailer. I'll go live in a van down by the river. Who cares? But when you got kids involved, it's a whole different story.
Yep.
So that's what I was really worried about and stressed about. And yesterday morning, talked about it on the air a little bit, and there was a Starmy member listening. They just happen to have a home that they just put up for rent. And it's, I'm not just saying God came through. He came through.
Yes.
With
Booyah.
A house that just, it
just defies the odds.
Yeah. We wanted maybe a three. We wanted a four bedroom.
Blows away your expectations.
We were thinking we'd probably get a three bedroom. No, this is a five bedroom house.
Oh, I'm moving in.
It's huge.
You have an extra room.
Yeah, we do. We got an extra room.
So happy.
Every kid can have a room. Every family member can have a room.
You get a room. Wow. Taya, what are you doing here? It doesn't matter. You get a room. I can't wait.
It's going to be great.
Thank you for letting me move in with you guys.
Can we get bunk beds?
Yes. Steve-O and I will be having bunk beds.
Yep. Yes.
Beans and Panda will be joining us, yes. So Vader needs to leave.
Yes.
Rocket will not be there.
Yeah. I'm so excited. It's in my old hood, man.
Yeah,
is the block over from my old house.
And he's still so Jenny from the block.
Yeah, it's in a good neighborhood.
It's in a great neighborhood.
It's really close to La Cueva High School, where Caleb's going to go to school.
It's really close to Bear Canyon. You can poke the bear now.
Yeah, it's not too far away from the bear.
So good.
Oh, just so excited.
You need to play that AGT music again. Life is looking real good. All that to say, though, Starmy, and listener, maybe you're not a Starmy member yet.
Yeah.
You become a Starmy when you start enjoying our show.
Mm.
All that to say, we can have moments where we just drop into despair and we're like, what's going to happen? And then you never know.
Yeah.
It could be, you just got to take a step back, take a deep breath and say, Lord, I don't know what's up, but I'm hoping you do. And then he'll come through.
Yeah.
Now, it might not happen as fast as it did for Dex. That's really miraculous. That was awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But totally, it can happen and it will happen.
Yep.
In different ways and through different people and different places and stuff like that. But God's faithful.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Yeah.
We just saw it happen.
Yeah.
My wife, she was saying yesterday, she needs to start writing down everything that we go through. Because this year alone, we've gone through so much. And God has always been faithful through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, when we were out of money, we still were provided for. We still ate. Everything.
Sorry, guys. And it doesn't just speak. It totally speaks to the faithfulness of God, but it also speaks to how cool it is. How cool of a community the Starmy is, and how open everybody is, and how willing this Starmy member was to just say, "Hey, wait, I got you."
Yeah.
And the cool thing is, like, different events had already happened to where this person had like a burden on their heart for a certain demographic and making it available easily. And then sure enough, it's like, whoop, it just worked out.
It just worked out.
Pretty cool.
It's just unbelievable. So
pretty cool.
We're
celebrating the faithfulness of the Lord today on the morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Hang in there. If you're listening, you're going through trials, tribulations.
What's your Monday mind's
No. It's hard when you see something work out so just smoothly for somebody else. Sometimes it's hard not to turn it around and be like, nothing ever happens for me like that.
Hmm.
But this, when these things do happen, it's important as a Christian to take these things and say, no, you know what? I'm
rejoice
not going to be self-absorbed. I'm going to say, that's God's provision
there.
Yeah. Right there, that is. And so I can celebrate along with it.
Love it.
So that's what we're asking Starmy to do today.
Woo!
Let's Mother, I'm joining Starmy.
Yeah.
Let's get it now.
Now we just have to, you know, move.
Yeah, I know.
Now comes
so
the
bummed.
Hard part. You got to follow through on the promise land.
Perfectly got this house the weekend that we're going away to Grants, New Mexico for a baseball tournament. That sucks.
Man,
I wanted to be
there. I'm available to help.
Really? I was so going to be there.
As long as it fits in with my schedule, I'll help.
Darn it. Cursed baseball.
Oh,
man.
I've moved so many times throughout the years. It's no big deal. We usually always do it by ourselves anyway.
No, totally, man.
Except for Ricky. I got to give props to Ricky again because Ricky was there for
He'll
me a couple
through.
Years ago.
Cotton steady.
But Ricky's gone. He's at a UFC fight.
Oh, gosh.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
Are you serious?
He's got a couple fighters up there fighting.
Did all the fighters go with him, or can you just get like he's free.
He's got a couple fighters up there fighting.
John Jones,
He got a couple extra wives that he accumulated because he's in Utah.
No.
Pretty cool stuff.
That's illegal.
totally get some help.
We got a big show today, Starmie.
Huge.
It's Friday, August 5th.
Huge.
Did I do the time yet?
No.
No, you did not.
6:17.
High today of 86 degrees.
Just let me look at traffic because sometimes there's early stuff.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's all good. That's Friday. A good thing, Dex. It's a good thing.
Ooh.
Today.
Es muy importante.
The 5th of August. It's 1977 today. 14 days to the Ben-Hur remake.
Ooh. I kind of want to see it. Now, have you not seen the trailer for Ben-Hur?
I watched it. I'll rent it. Check it out. It's 7 days until birthday.
Mm. Oh, it is.
Birthday.
I'm hoping that the
day that goes down in infamy every year for people that don't get me a gift.
On your birthday.
Birthday. It's just birthday.
Birth.
I'm really hoping that X-Men comes back to the movies because,
Dragon's coming out.
It's still not out.
Peach Dragon is happening on birthday.
Yep. You know, Landon's birthday is on the 10th.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday is August 12th.
Yeah, I know.
This is a different kind of celebration, a different kind of birthday.
That's true.
It's the birthday of the cool. It's the birthday of the elite. It's just known as birthday. It's not my birthday, it's just birthday.
102 years ago in 1914, on this day, the first electric traffic lights were installed in Cleveland.
Wow.
How did they fit the tiny people into those first lights?
It was really hard.
Yep.
A lot of pushing, a lot of grease in the wheel, and a lot of olive oil.
Did you guys think that? Did you guys think when you were a kid and you saw traffic lights, did you think there was a small individual in there switching them?
I actually did.
I always thought there was somebody just watching through a camera on each individual light. Controlling it.
That's you can hear it in that giant box that used to be by all of the... Yeah. It was like, oh, he just changed it.
You just hear like a... Oh, crap! You'll hear something like that.
Yep.
24 years ago in 1992 on this day, Jeff Porcaro, the amazing drummer from Toto, he dropped dead in his front yard spraying insecticide.
Oh my gosh.
First everyone thought an allergic reaction from the insecticide triggered a heart attack. But
what?
That wasn't the case. He just had a heart attack.
Oh.
How old is Patrick Ewing today?
Oh, Patrick Ewing.
Oh, wow.
Knicks NBA
the
superstar.
New York Knickerbockers.
He, let's see, Patrick Ewing today is 50.
Oh, man. 51.
54.
Ah.
Older than expected.
Yeah.
Fly me.
How old is Neil Armstrong if he was still alive?
Let me play among the stars.
First man on the moon.
89.
What spring is like
91
86
Jupiter
and Mars. And our last one, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah!
Celebrate.
Hold my hand.
46
44, but in a surprise twist, he's been dead the whole time.
Baby. Steve-O nailed that! 46!
I loves me some M. Night. I don't care what anybody says, M. Night. I love
guys,
you, and
I
always have,
I
minus
made.
The happening, actually, so not always.
That was really clever. Yeah. I think that fell upon deaf ears.
No, I heard it. I heard it. That was good. That was good.
Wait, what was that again?
I laughed.
No.
I laughed.
I'll laugh when I listen to the
Dang,
podcast.
Dang, dude. Yeah. X-Men Apocalypse doesn't come out until October on
it's
Blu-ray.
It's okay. You're fine.
But I didn't get to see it. It was only in the theaters for a week.
It's probably in the Dollar Theater.
Nope.
Oh, it's not?
Captain America Civil War hit the Dollar Theater today, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've already seen that like 3 times.
Yeah,
I'll
I know.
See it again.
I've only seen it once, so... Man, right. I forgot we did a real Comic-Con thing. That's cool.
What?
Nothing. What?
Coming up this morning on the show, around 8:40, we have an actor. One of the biggest actors I think we've had on the show yet.
Totally. Yeah, seriously.
If you're a fan of Homeland...
Mandy Patinkin aside, he is probably the biggest actor on the show.
He plays...
Oh, man!
Claire Danes?
No, not Claire.
I said actor, not actress.
She's an actor.
This guy plays the character Dar Adal from
Dar Adal, man.
What's his name?
F. Murray Abraham.
Nice.
He has been in so many movies.
Yeah, dude.
He's great.
Including one of the greatest action movies of all time.
Scarface.
Last Action Hero.
Man, when he died this last season on Homeland, I was like,
what? No, dude! I'm not caught up!
I'm kidding, guys.
I bleed.
I'm just joking. He doesn't die. But
dude, if you... Please. I almost want to leave the room.
Dex, please ruin it. Please.
I almost want to leave the room for this interview because
you better
I'm
tell him not to ruin
caught
it.
Up.
Tell him not to ruin it. And then I hope he does. Because he's going to be upset that you haven't been watching. I'd be upset if I was.
Let's get it now. Ow.
Here's F. Murray Abraham.
I believe they call it retraining.
There he is, right there.
He was in Grand Budapest Hotel.
He's been in...
Did you guys like that? I thought that was a great movie.
I loved it.
I never saw it.
Great movie.
I
and that
it.
Kid that's yeah. in that movie is going to be in the new Spider-Man movie.
Really?
Yep. Doesn't it make you even more excited about the new Spider-Man movie? Yeah. He's been in a bunch of movies with Sean Connery.
He was John Practice in Last Action Hero.
He was in Star Trek Insurrection.
All that matters is that he was in Last Action Hero.
He was in Mimic, 13 Ghosts, All the President's Men with Robert Redford, and is that Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah, dude.
He's been in some legit stuff. He was in Scarface.
Let's get it down.
He was in Finding Forrester, Name of the Rose, Inside Llewellyn Davis, Surviving the Game, Mighty Aphrodite, Muppets from Space.
Come on. He was in that.
He was in the TV movie Esther?
Yeah, he's an older gentleman. He's been around doing this
acting thing
for a while.
He's been in the classic Shark Swarm, a sci-fi movie. Sci-fi channel.
He played Lot in Noah's Ark.
He was in Blood Monkey, which sounds horrible. I'm going to ask him about Blood Monkey. I'm going to say, where did you find your motivation for Blood Monkey?
He was in Mobsters.
Was it more blood motivated or was it monkey?
So he's coming up at 8:40 this morning. F. Murray Abraham. I know him as Dara Dahl from Homeland.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good role.
One of my favorite TV shows of all time. It's one of the it's one of the best. All right, what else we got on the show this morning? We got Slow Motion Theater this morning.
Yeah, it's back.
It is. Can't believe you guys didn't do while I was gone.
We didn't want to sully that thing. Yeah. That's all you, man.
Well, I tried to. I couldn't do your job, man.
Could have done the best of Slow Motion.
Shut your mouth.
Could have been so great.
Hey, why live in the past?
I know you're right. We didn't get a chance to do the Millennial Words yesterday. We're going to do that coming up.
I want
to
do that.
Great story coming up, and this clip, this audio clip. I told you guys off the air how excited I was to play this. There was a boyfriend and girlfriend. They were driving down the road, and all of a sudden, a cop passes them. No lights on, but he was definitely speeding, so they decided to see how fast the cop was going. So they found out that he got up to 90 miles an hour without his lights being on.
Dang.
They were filming the entire time. Well, the cop pulls them over, and the reaction of the girlfriend and the boyfriend is priceless. It is so good. I can't wait to play it for you.
I'm excited.
Oh, Suicide Squad hits theaters today. We'll talk about that.
Man, I'm so excited.
Some of the stars.
It's going to be terrible.
I got a clip of some of the stars of Suicide Squad responding to the bad reviews.
Yep, backlash already.
And the Olympics, guys. The Olympics.
Yep, believe it or not, they're happening.
Kicks off today in Rio. You guys ready?
Come over the light of my fire.
Have they already, so they light the torch tonight, right?
Oh,
wait,
I don't know.
Wonder what time they light the torch. Somebody find that out. Because it's chaos in Rio right now with that whole torch thing. Like,
is it really?
Oh, man, there's riots. There's cops trying to make sure to keep the path clear because the torch runner is, like, people are trying to murder him.
What?
Or her, whoever is running right now. Yeah.
Why?
It's Rio. I don't know. It's Rio. It's crazy.
Sporting showpiece threatens to become emblem of Brazil's chaos.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is
going to be a crazy, crazy Olympics.
When Rio bid for the Games in 2009, it couldn't have foreseen the ramshackle preparations coupled with political and economic crises and the threat of Zika.
585 Live. You can text the show if you'd like. You can also call us at 338-3700. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll check the roads. Teo has some headlines.
Yeah.
We might be going back to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine at a Save Our City summit in Baltimore.
Since her very first speech in this campaign, she's been focused on the issues of systemic racism and inequality.
Clinton holds a Vegas rally.
Donald Trump rally in Maine.
I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united.
President Obama is assessing what's working and what isn't in the fight against the Islamic State group at a time the U.S. military is ramping up its engagement in Libya.
When women stop taking contraceptives that contain estrogen, their vitamin D levels could fall, federal researchers say.
There's a new report on the health of older Americans from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fewer seniors are suffering heart disease, but other chronic illnesses have taken its place.
Christian musician Dallas Taylor is in critical condition as the result of head and other injuries suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident near Ocala, Florida. Taylor is the lead singer with the heavy metal band Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
What was Hurricane Earl slammed into the coast of Belize with winds of 80 miles an hour, bringing with it heavy rain. Earl quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland.
Earl?
My name's Earl. 637. High today of 86 degrees.
Traffic!
Uh-oh. Accident, shoulders blocked. I-40 West at Carlisle. Happened about 20 minutes ago. You guys be careful out there. There's also an accident involving a bicyclist, Louisiana Boulevard at Comanche. Things are already getting mixed up this morning. Be careful. Another accident. Reportedly, the right lane is blocked. Lomas Boulevard at Wyoming. Maybe the roads are still wet or something. Be careful out there, guys. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live is our texting live line number.
Text.
Feel free to text whatever you like. Maybe you need prayer. Maybe you need help. Maybe you just want to say hello. Love hearing from you guys.
Maybe you want to give us some kisses.
Emoji kisses?
Emoji kisses.
Maybe you just want to give us a review about Suicide Squad. Tell us how amazing it is.
Don't spoil it.
This person on the live line.
What'd they say?
That's it. Huh? They saw it last night. It was amazing. Huh. They're even planning on seeing it again with the family.
See? I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, but if you're not like a comic person, just like a normal peasant, you'll fall for anything, you know?
You got to stand for something or you fall for anything.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Batman versus Superman is my favorite movie of all time.
No, it's not.
I know. That's why we got it for you.
I'm
going to
kick you in your shins.
It is. We knew.
It's my favorite movie of all time. I've seen it like 10 times already.
Right next to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1.
The old one.
The new one.
No, the old one. New one I wasn't too impressed with. I still haven't seen the latest one.
I haven't either. It's at the Dollar Theater. And I'm I need to go see that.
I heard it was really good.
We've also had a few people chiming in saying, hey, when are you moving?
Hey.
I have a truck.
No way.
I can probably help out.
Starmy, dude.
That's Omar.
Starmy says
Omar.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hang out with you, Omar.
Omar said he's down to help out. And then somebody else in Taos said, we're so excited for Dex and his family.
Are they going to come from Taos to help me move?
We've been praying for God's provision, and he is so amazing the way he meets us. I was thanking him this morning because he never lets me go. He just pulls us closer.
Love it. It's funny, my mom texted me because I didn't have a chance to talk to my mom about it. I told her the bad news a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So she'd worry, you know.
You needed her. You needed those worries.
Yeah. And, she's my mommy. And
the mom worries are like eagle's tears.
I don't know about you guys, but whenever you're going through really hard times, do you still feel like you just want to run home to your mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom's in town this week, dude.
I'm about to text.
And it's kind of been like a, I don't know, it's been a week. It's just been a week.
Yeah.
It's been a week. It's been a life.
It's been a summer.
It's been a
right?
Life.
So I don't know what it is. Like, I still.
Yeah.
I call her mama, and it's like, mama.
Mommy. Ah.
Mama.
Yeah, that's how I felt a couple days ago.
This old me.
I just wanted to just jump in the car and just drive home to Montana just so I could run into my mom's arms.
That is hilarious.
Hold me, Mom. I can't do this anymore.
Yep.
Life is too hard.
Yep.
I just want to move home.
Yep.
I want to move home so you can cook me dinner again.
Yep.
You can do my laundry. I don't want to have any bills anymore.
Just calm down. Oh, man.
But
for this reason. Yeah.
I know my mom.
Man will leave his father and mother and
punch everything.
He'll become one flesh with some chick, and what? It's supposed to be all great. And then turns out you're like, "Well, crap! This is not what I was expecting." Mama, take me home,
Mama.
Steve-O's talking about whatever he's talking about.
Yeah.
That doesn't reflect anything in my life right now. Because I mean, my wife and I.
Wife's amazing.
Well, I know. You just kind of, the way you said that, I didn't want
to. Sounds like she was horrible.
That's what happens with grown-ups.
Well, I know.
When you become a grown-up.
Trying to say. Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, you liar.
My mom and my grandma, because my grandma, she lives up in Montana with my parents.
Grand Peachy.
Prayer warriors, man.
Prayer warriors.
So when anything happens, I'm always, hey, pray, please. Need that prayer.
They get to work.
I really do appreciate it, though, Starmie. They
yeah,
came
man.
Through big time. We got a home that just—it's a dream.
It's not a house; it's a home.
Dream home. And the cool thing about it is, we've been wanting to find a home that we can actually settle down in, mm-hmm. and not have to move. And that was another thing about this home is that they don't have any plans on selling it anytime soon.
Beauty.
So they want somebody that can be in there for years.
Yeah,
and then maybe
beautiful.
Maybe we'll buy it down the road or something.
That's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. That's like when my buddy Drew blessed us with their old car.
Because
our car got stolen.
Ugh.
Man, we have seen some cool stuff in this time.
Yeah.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O got blessed yesterday when he took Brody to the dentist.
Totally. I was like,
you want to talk about it, buddy?
No, I do not.
The Lord said, mo money, mo problems. Let's take away some of that money.
Let's take away all that money. All that money you don't have because you're still paying his surgery bills.
That's what's funny about us is that we're moving into this home, but we're broke. So it's great. It's awesome. Yeah, but you know what? Hey, we've been broke for so long, I don't even know what it'd be like to have money. So. It's fine.
But God provides. That's the crazy
provides.
Thing.
You know, look at me. I'm overweight still, so I'm not starving to death.
Yep.
I'm always getting
that's
fed.
That's very true.
That dollar menu just saves your life, man.
Okay. I can't condone
man.
That.
Thank you, Lord, for the dollar menu.
Not only is it cheaper now, but I'll die sooner.
Yeah, both of you need to show
What was I watching yesterday? I was watching something.
Probably something about the dollar menu.
No, it was something I was watching on TV. And it was Deadliest Catch.
You know what? I was scrolling through our brand new cable.
Mm-hmm. Did you
see
that
on saw there? That on the guide, and
you
I was like, Dex loves that show.
It's one of my favorite shows. And
never.
So one of the guys, one of the captains,
yeah.
Sig Hansen. I love Sig Hansen.
Is that the one we interviewed?
No, but I've had him on my other show.
I think
a few
that's
times.
The one I went when I toured with House Heroes in February. We played a Mac Tools thing, and I think he was the guy. He was one of the speakers.
Really?
Yes.
Oh well, most of those crab fishermen smoke like trains.
Yeah, he and was smoking on stage.
Ever since I've watched season one of Deadliest Catch, on like season 15, man, I've been thinking this guy. He's going to die young. And he had a heart attack on this episode of Deadliest Catch. So I saw the process of him having the chest pains. And then, you know, they had to go back to dock. And he got in the ambulance and then went to the hospital. And I'm sitting there and it was almost like I was looking at my future. It was so...
That's terrifying.
Surreal.
That is terrifying.
It was very terrifying. And I was just sitting there going, I need to make some life changes right now. Because heart attacks run in my family.
Yep.
And me not eating well and being overweight, that's my future if I don't take care of this right now.
It is, and that is your future.
I mean,
if
it's going to happen, hopefully it happens way later in my life.
No, it's going to happen in a couple years, right after you get this cool house.
My chest hurts right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you need to check your heart?
I'm all right.
Should we just...
Where's the...
Wait, we'll check it later. Who needs it? Oh. I feel like that.
Still sounds like T-Rex lives there.
Oh, no.
You sure you're okay?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's get to the news. I am so excited. You could say my excitement level is out of this world. Moon Express. You ever heard of it?
No.
You know why? It's because it's the first private outfit to get the okay from the U.S. and A. government to go where few have gone before.
Okie dokie, yo!
The moon.
Yeah, why have we not been back to the moon?
Conspiracies. The upstart space exploration company is competing for Google's Lunar X Prize, worth as much as $25 million. The first privately financed group to get to the moon before the end of 2017 wins. To claim the prize, Moon Express will have to land a probe on the moon, have it travel 500 meters over the moon's surface, transmit HD video back to Earth. The marginal cost of the trip is now, you know, under $10 million.
That's really not that bad.
Things that did not make sense when the cost of a trip was $1 billion are wildly profitable when it costs $10 million. Moon Express already has paying customers for its first moon launch, which will deliver a telescope as well as the ashes of some people who want to be buried on the moon.
Wow.
This person said the first moon probe won't return to Earth, but that second trip will be its first round-trip flight. He added that once return trips are standard, lunar flights will have a lot of business applications. And he predicts private flights will soon transport people to the moon and back. If I was a betting man, I'd say it would be sometime between 10 and 15 years. Moon Express isn't building the rocket that will take its probe to the moon itself. Instead, it has a contract with another private company, Rocket Lab, which has yet to launch a rocket into orbit. Uh-oh. But Jane is confident, that's the guy, it will be able to make the flight by the contest deadline at the end of next year.
That's pretty exciting.
I am so excited. The reason I think we haven't been back to the moon is because we hit a hard recession in the 80s. And that started in the... Wait, okay, so moon program doing great. Then we did NOM, right? Were we still doing moon launches during Nam, Vietnam? Anyone? Steve-O, you were around. What were we doing?
Oh, my gosh.
No idea.
And then we hit a recession in the 80s. And honestly, I just don't think it made financial sense to go back to the moon.
Right.
Spending so much money to make moon trips while we were in such tough economic times would not have been... I don't think anybody would have let that fly.
Yeah.
You know? So they kicked it back a little bit, and we had all the space shuttles doing the routine missions just... into orbit and whatnot to keep the space program alive and well. And then we were going to do that International Space Station. Who knows what happened to that?
Mm.
But now the private companies are like, hey, can we just go back to the moon, please?
Yeah.
And it does sound like where a trip used to would have been $1 billion is now only $10 million. That's a huge, huge difference.
What do you think the conspiracy theorists are going to say once
they're going to say proof? Something like, well, yeah, now we can go because... You know, like the blah, 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 and this and the TV studios.
What are they going to do when they have a sweet shot of the American flag just chilling there on the moon?
I think people are going to be a little upset.
Just hanging out in perfect condition.
Do you think that's going to happen?
That would be really cool.
Yeah, if they got a shot.
Well, all that stuff's still there.
Mm-hmm.
We know of.
Unless maybe an asteroid or something took it out.
No, or perhaps a transformer or an alien.
That's true.
They were on the dark side of the moon, to be fair.
Dark side of the moon. Fly me to the dark side
If
of
you
the
guys
moon.
Had... Okay, let's pretend like you came into... It'd have to be a lot, obviously. $10 million. $10 million. And the moon trip came up. And they wanted to charge you $5 million to go to the moon. Would you give up half of your $10 million to go to the moon?
I don't want to go to the moon.
You wouldn't want to go to the moon?
No, why would I want to go to the moon?
Because you'd be like a human being that went to a different...
I don't even care.
...planet, basically.
It sounds
You're in space.
...boring and annoying. I mean, it'd be great to be up there.
You're in space.
It would be great to be up there to see the Earth.
Yeah, I was just about to say you could see the Earth.
The whole training exercise you'd have to go through, and then it was like you got to wait for how long to even get to the moon. How long does it take to travel to the moon?
I don't know.
Got to be in that really tight space with all of those other
people. Yeah, but that's like from sci-fi movies. You don't know what it'd really be like.
It'd be probably even more boring.
Oh.
No way. I wouldn't
But you'd still have $5 million.
I wouldn't pay $100 to go.
What?
I really wouldn't.
To the moon?
I don't care.
I would pay $100 easy to go to the moon.
I honestly don't care at all. Doesn't matter to
Would me. You pay $1,000 to go to the moon?
Yes.
$1,000.
I would.
Think about that. Just $1,000.
No, I wouldn't pay $100.
To go to the moon.
I don't want to go to the moon.
The moon!
No. That means I have to leave the radio show. I got to do all this training. No, I don't want
to
do it.
If you had the opportunity, would you pay $5,000 to go to the moon?
I wouldn't pay $100.
I think if I had the money, I would do it.
What if you didn't have the money and you could, like, you know, because think about this. People go on like, hey, we're going to Israel. It's only $7,000.
I can't do Israel. I can't do the moon.
$7,000? For what?
It's the number of completion.
Yeah.
You got all the, you know, the food you got to
The eat. Moon. We're talking the moon. About the moon.
Yeah, that's another thing. You got to eat all that space food, which isn't very good. I've had the ice
cream. The moon!
The ice cream is not very good. It's all dry and everything.
You would be staring at the Earth like, wow. Look at that.
I can do that from YouTube.
Think of the perspective like that it would give you of our great creator. And you're like, dang, dude.
I get that from watching...
He made all of this.
A satellite video.
I get that from watching Sesame Street.
You are so boring.
I really am. I just don't...
I hope you don't win $1 billion.
You know what? If I do, I'll give you the money so you can go.
Thank you!
I will.
You know what? I hope you win $1 billion.
I'll send both of you up. I'll send all your... I'll send little Johnny Danger and
I wanna go to. I
want
to go to the moon.
You can take one of your kids.
No, I want to take Rocket. It only makes sense. Taking my dog, man. Taking Rocket to
taking
the moon.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Next.
The first morning invasion.
The
from
first
the moon.
Human case of West Nile virus this year in New Mexico.
Oh, no.
State health officials are reporting the first human case of West Nile virus in New Mexico this year. The New Mexico Department of Health announced Thursday that a 40-year-old woman from Rio Arriba County has been diagnosed with West Nile. She was hospitalized with neuroinvasive disease, which is the more serious form of the illness. Pray for that family. But health officials say the woman is now recovering at home. Mosquitoes transmit the West Nile virus and the Zika. People over 50 years old and those with other health issues are at a higher risk of becoming seriously ill or even dying when they become infected with West Nile. State health officials identified 14 cases of West Nile infection in humans last year, including 12 with neuroinvasive disease. There were no deaths.
Oh, good.
I appreciate this House MD music.
Yeah. I missed that show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
The Live Line wanted to remind us that it amazes them the amount of money that we spend frivolously when it could be used on important things like hunger, homelessness, and education.
Thanks, Fran.
You know
it's
what?
Good to know you're a better person than us.
I agree with that 110%.
Have a great day.
Really do.
Someone else said there are more discoveries in the ocean than space.
We should be exploring the oceans.
We've only explored 5% of the ocean. So,
but the way they said that...
I want to go to the moon.
They need to rediscover grammar because they said, there is more discoveries in the ocean than space. There's many things wrong with your sentence. Maybe they're right about the poor education thing. We need to throw some money back that way.
Guys, I'm going to the moon.
Going to the moon, man. Have fun. Big show today. We have F. Murray Abraham.
Oh, man.
He's been on everything.
Gosh, I'm so excited.
He's from Homeland. He played Dara Dahl. He plays Dara Dahl.
See? You already ruined
it. He doesn't die. He doesn't. We got him at 8:40. Slow Motion Theater this morning. Good morning. We'll be right back.
In its earliest days, the major function of radio was news. News was the warp and woof of life. But with this contribution came a bonus, entertainment. The sounds of popular music played by a modern band.
I'm a Pokemon, and I live on the street. You want to come get me, but we never will meet. Because I'm sneaky and furry and really, really cool. You might think I'm at your church, but I'm really in your school. I'll never quit. I'm going to follow you at night. You think that you're wrong, but I'm the one that's right. Because I'm my Pokemon, and I never will stop. Hey, look out for that guy, because he's really a cop. You're arrested.
They tell us radio is dead, but this isn't entirely true. It is gone, all right, but it isn't dead. Radio lives on in our minds and hearts, because part of our national heritage was formed when radio was king.
There's a few ways you can listen to us. I mean, come on. We live in the future. It's just not your AM FM radio.
I am the future forever.
We got a smartphone, and I got an app. It's called Star 88. You can download that puppy right there. Right there on your smartphone. You can listen to the station live. You can also hit the podcast. iTunes, Google Play. Get the whole thing right there. 7:14.
High today of 86 degrees. Yes.
Taking a quick gander over there at the traffic co.
There's an accident. The shoulder's blocked. I-40 West at Carlisle. It's exit 160. Watch out for that. Also an accident. Louisiana Boulevard at Comanche Road involving a bicyclist. And an accident reported. Lomas Boulevard at Wyoming. Be careful out there, guys. Some of these roads might still be wet or something. Maybe. That's your look at traffic. Traffic! All right, so
Slow Motion Theater is on the way. Everybody's favorite thing.
Oh! 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 The car's on fire! Oh!
Can't wait. Today's is really good. Today's is really, really good.
Well, that's because today is a beautiful day.
In the neighborhood.
It's Friday.
Yep. It's Friday.
It's a beautiful day.
We were walking to breakfast this morning outside, and it smelled so good outside.
It's only going to smell better because the rains, they're coming.
Still? This weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Rains are coming.
Thunderstorms in the area. High today of 86 degrees. We'll have some afternoon showers to get us through and into the evening. Dip down to the low 70s, mid 60s. Stray thunderstorms in the afternoon Saturday and Sunday. Some variable clouds and a thunderstorm shower. Oh. It's going to keep it a nice mid 80s all weekend long.
Can you turn my computer up?
What stinks about that is a baseball tournament in Grants.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Please.
This weather is very welcome here on Storm 98, today's hottest adult contemporary. We're going to throw it back now. 1992, this is Breathe, Hands to Heaven.
As I watch nailed that post.
Wow, you did nail that post.
What, do you think I'm messing around?
You nailed that. You sounded like a guy from the 80s.
Storm 98. I'm so proud of you.
You guys think I'm playing. I got a demo reel, blow your mind.
What a great hit.
Let's wait till we get to the
chorus.
I have
no idea what song this is.
Are you kidding me? This is a karaoke.
You've never heard this song?
No, who is this?
Breathe?
No, who though?
So raise your hands to heaven.
What?
And pray.
What is happening?
We'll be back together someday.
Who sings this?
What a magic.
Tonight. Just sweet caress, hold me in the darkness.
Wow, that was good.
Tonight I come my restlessness. You relieve my sadness.
That was good. So, what's the name of the song? The song's called Breathe?
It's called Hands to Heaven. The band is Breathe. It's like one guy.
Never heard this, man.
What do you mean? This was me and Ryan Allen Coon's song.
You guys had a song
when
together?
When this would come on, and we were overnight driving, anything could happen.
Feel like it's
wow.
Our song.
Anything could happen.
Like it's our song.
You've
now.
Taken it. Yeah, it's like, this is me and you now.
The harmony, that was just, it was good, you guys. Oh, the lights just went out.
The lights went out in the studio.
Getting a little weird.
So, place your hands to heaven,
okay.
And pray that we'll be
I don't quite know what's happening.
Someday, hey.
Wow.
Tonight I need your sweet caress. Hold me in the darkness. Tonight you call my restless rest. You relieve
Is it Chestnut's Rest?
I don't know. Man. Never heard this. I have no idea.
That's a good one, too.
All because...
Man, we got it.
All because the thunderstorms are coming this weekend, guys.
Storm 98.
Storm
88.
98.
I don't know. It's going to be high of 88 on Sunday.
It's got to be like a... It can't 86. Be educational. It's got to be on the FM...
Oh,
know,
this is educating, all right.
There's a saxophone in this. I forgot.
Oh.
Sorry for changing everybody's life this morning. My bad.
The phone lines are open. 585 Live if you'd like to chime in. Don't forget, coming up at 8:40, F. Murray Abraham.
Goodbye.
From the brand new film Amadeus.
Goodbye.
Gonna be hanging out with us.
Tonight I need your sweet caress. Yeah. Hold me.
It's karaoke 88.3.
Tonight you call my restless now.
Nothing but the best, best, best.
Am I gonna have to hear this in 2 weeks at karaoke? Because I feel like you guys just found a karaoke jam. You need to do this song.
Write it down.
You're doing this in 2 weeks. If you don't do it,
if I do this at the karaoke party, I'm going to have to sign autographs.
Yeah.
People are going to, like, change.
I know.
Possible conversions could happen.
You're going to have to do it, man. You're the one that started this.
If you guys ever want to go karaokeing with me, you will not leave the same.
This is very,
I feel like I've
very
changed already.
True. Very true.
I feel like I've changed already.
Quit trying to hold my hand.
Okay. But I did. Your hand was right next to the mouse.
Yeah,
get
whatever.
A little weird.
That's what everybody says.
I just don't even know.
Your hand was right here. You were across the room, Dex.
Like right there, man. It's right there. All right.
Storm 98.
Storm 88.3.
No, it's 98. I don't want to be educational anymore.
Okay. Got to move up the dial then. All right. What I wanted to talk about this dentist in Chicago real quick.
Oh, man. Is he giving away free money?
Yeah, poor Steve-O. He went to the dentist with Brody. How did he do at the dentist?
Oh, dude, he's a champion.
This is his first dentist trip, like him getting his mouth checked out.
You got to remember, so my 3-year-old Brody has been in the hospital more times than all of the other Jeters combined. Jack and Luke, I don't think, have ever even been to the urgent care, much less
the ER. I thought you were about to say the UK.
So... Brody gets in there and the dentist is, you know, explaining that it's gonna be a little tricky. He's a how old are you now?
3.
Okay, he's 3. It's gonna be
this is Brody's thing.
And Brody sat there in the chair like a champion and he said, "All right, little buddy, I'm gonna need you to open wide." And he just looked at him and said, "Okay."
Ah,
wow. And just opened up. He just stared up at the ceiling. Dennis got in there, took a look at everything, and then did the dentist thing. Well, looking pretty good, but the M3 and the G9.
What?
And the AK, those are...
The AK?
Yeah, those are looking a little
shitty. So you got a car, a plane, and a gun.
See this one right here, that's the M9. The M9 right there, it's looking a little... Like, he got some shadows. Looking at the x-rays, definitely going to need to take care of that right
F2
now.
F2 is looking good.
Good news is, since he's 3 years old, it's only going to cost you your salary for the next 2 years.
Amen.
So, but, you know, he's a child. He's 3 years old. These teeth are important. He's going to lose them in like a year, but they're important nonetheless.
Mm.
So we need to make sure we take care of this right away.
Yep.
If you'd like to sign... your oldest child away, we will do it for the low price of $17,000.
Mm. What blows me away is like how they want all the money before they'll do anything. Is that the way it always is? Because I didn't think it was.
In this economy.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it is, because that's why my kids don't go to the dentist anymore.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, okay, so Brody had surgery in May, and that was a few G's. But the hospitals are really good because they're like, as long as you can just pay something every month, we're going to, for the rest of your life. And it's like, oh, thank you so much. But the dentist is not like that. The dentist is like, well, it's going to cost this much. So do you want to pay that right now so we can do that? I'm like, yeah, sorry. I brought my, I've got 20... cents. 20 cents. I got two dimes in my pocket. Two dimes.
Man.
Where will that get us? Oh, I can't even stand on this carpet. All right.
Goodness.
Gonna have to leave.
I've got one hand in my pocket and the other's hailing a taxi cab.
So it's one of those tough situations, obviously, because you always want to take care of everything when it comes to your children.
Yeah.
Because the dentist gives you the, well, he's got a cavity.
Yep.
And it's near the nerve. Man, and you look nervous, like Dennis. Near his brain. So, I mean, you can leave today, but he might die on the car ride
home.
You
look at him right and you say, you know what's about to be near your brain? Five good reasons to not charge me money. How about them apples?
And here's the thing, okay? I know that's not true because a couple of my kids have had teeth grown into their nose for years and they're totally fine.
Lando, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
He is. He's a happy kid.
They call him tooth nose at school, but that's fine.
Oh, we're the suckers.
He looks those kids right back in the eyes and he says, you want to know what it's like to smell your molars?
good old Jack Jeter looks like Captain Jack Sparrow because that kid's out so much work in his mouth. He's gotten it taken care of.
Good.
He's got solid teeth that he's going
to
lose.
Glad to hear that.
2 years that we're going to make sure he keeps so we can sell them on eBay.
Oh, man.
You keep those. Those are porcelain. Those are worth something.
Those are worth a lot of money.
We wanted them to look like real teeth.
One day you can take your teeth and melt them down and make a wedding ring for your wife.
Let me ask you a question. Let's say you're
Oh, my gosh. I just came up with an incredible plan.
Yeah, you did.
Don't worry, Johnny Danger. We got your wedding ring a long time ago. Why do you think you got those platinum and gold...
Gosh.
Whatever. What are they called?
The caps?
Yeah. No, not the caps. The permanent ones.
Oh, I don't even know.
No.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Crowns. That's it. Oh, my gosh. That's exactly what I'm doing.
This is what's so hard. I don't have cavities. I don't get cavities.
Oh, gosh. Let me tell you about that cavity.
All of a sudden, it's like... Well, your kid's got three. I'm like, how's that possible?
Yeah.
He brushes in the morning and at night.
He's got chopped teeth.
He is 3 years old.
I have crappy teeth.
You are a liar.
I have crappy teeth. Straight up. Yeah. I've been living that cavity life since I was a baby.
Tell me again how insurance doesn't cover this. It's only going to cost me a cool grand.
It's because your mom gave you Mountain Dew as a child.
Ugh.
Not so much. I had more like just straight up hard candy. But you can like...
You just have
bad teeth.
Bad
teeth is hereditary.
Yeah.
It's straight up. Both of my sisters, I think, fine.
Yeah.
Me?
Me? I've never had a cavity either. I drank Mountain Dew from the time I was a little baby. Till
it was in this bottle.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drink it anymore because it hurts my heart.
Back then it was... Never mind. It hurts my heart and diabetes.
Well, let me ask you a question, Steve-O. Let's say little Brody was getting some surgery done at the dentist.
Yeah.
And dentist accidentally dropped a drill bit.
What?
Nice.
Down your son's throat. And it was just, you know, hanging out in there, just... How would you feel as a father?
Superhero origin.
They actually warned us about this yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, because he's got, like, it's his front two teeth. And he was like, now, it's the front two teeth are the hardest two teeth. Because it's direct, he's got to lean back, and it's direct shot. So if he accidentally dropped a little cap or whatever thingy that he's got to put in there, whoop, straight down the tube.
Man.
Straight down the pipe. And I'm like, okay, could you just, I don't know, not do that? Yeah. That'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could not.
Yeah.
You know? I'd probably feel more comfortable.
Well, there's a guy in Chicago named Juan's Pavlovskis.
Okay.
Close.
That's really close. It's pronounced Giannis Pavlovich.
Oh, you nailed it.
Pronunciation is right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just got to read ahead a little more.
Yeah. Well, this guy, he went in for a root canal about 2 years ago. And while his dentist was working on him, she dropped a tiny drill bit called a barbed breech that's about an inch long.
Okay.
She couldn't find it on the floor, but she figured they'd find it later. So she sent the guy home. 3 days later, he ended up in the hospital with severe stomach pains. And when they did the x-ray, it turned out, well, there's the drill bit. Here it is right there.
Oh, my gosh.
There's the drill bit.
It's a good-looking drill bit.
Yep. It turns out the drill bit had fallen in his mouth, and he'd swallowed it.
Mm.
His doctors had to do an emergency surgery to get it out. And he says he's had lingering issues ever since.
Dude.
So he filed a lawsuit to claim his dentist should have been using a dental dam to make sure it didn't happen.
Mm.
He is, they recently settled. Guess how much money?
$3.
$3?
I'm going to go out on a limb. Let's go high. Go big or go home. $50,000.
$675,000.
Oh, Johnny, you're going to be swallowing a drill bit.
Tell Dawn. Secretary, memo to my wife. Hard times are coming. But then, glory.
Oh, my God.
Yep, here he is talking about it.
This dentist did my tooth before. I didn't expect that that would be happened like this.
The dentist on the day of the procedure knew that she dropped the tool, but she didn't know exactly what happened to it. She looked around the room for a couple minutes for it, couldn't find it.
She told me also that when she finds it, she will be calling me. A small dental.
Poor guy. It's been a rough week for dentists.
Family Guy.
It's been a rough week for the dentist. You know, we found out it was yesterday that they've been lying to us about flossing. Turns out there's no proof we should be flossing. I just feel like I've been lied to.
Gosh.
Now, dropping drill bits.
No wonder. Dropping is the dentist the new car guy?
I'd be dropping nose bits.
The dentist
bits
is
like
a new car
dentist.
Guy. Guys, I went to the dentist yesterday for my 3-year-old, and
wait, I'm rapping
in
my head right
me?
Now. Dropping nose bits like a dentist. Some people call me a king, but I'm really a menace. Ba-da-da. I got this. I'll write it later. Okay. It's the dentist
song. You need to hurry up and finish that sentence.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That'll work. That possibly. Phone I was going to go with a different rhyme.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going, man.
Hey, good. I never really understood the whole, like, fear of the dentist thing. You know, growing up, I always had some good experiences. But then that story of dropping the drill bit, it just reminded me, like, and then when I got older, I had to get it, you know, like a cavity taken care of, like a filling?
Yep.
And the guy forgot to numb me.
Oh.
And so then he started, and then he's like, oh crap, I need to numb you. He started. He gave me the shots. He gave me about 5 or 6 shots, and it didn't work. So I felt the whole thing.
That is horrible.
The worst experience of my life.
Now you are scared of the dentist.
Now I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I have nightmares.
My wife
like
is
a little
the same
boy
boat.
All over again.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want a solid dose of nightmares as an adult.
There you go.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Starman. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, slow motion theater.
Yeah!
Millennial words.
More posted news. A photo of F. Murray Abraham on her Facebook page. Maybe you'd like to ask him a question. He's only one of the greatest actors in the universe. Yeah. And he's on The Morning Invasion.
He'll be on at 8:40. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
And we're back.
We are back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine at a Save Our City summit in Baltimore.
Since her very first speech in this campaign, she's been focused on the issues of systemic racism and inequality.
Clinton holds a Vegas rally.
Donald Trump rally in Maine.
I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united.
President Obama is assessing what's working and what isn't in the fight against the Islamic State group at a time the U.S. military is ramping up its engagement in Libya.
When women stop taking contraceptives that contain estrogen, their vitamin D levels could fall, federal researchers say.
There's a new report on the health of older Americans from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fewer seniors are suffering heart disease, but other chronic illnesses have taken its place.
Christian musician Dallas Taylor is in critical condition as the result of head and other injuries suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident near Ocala, Florida. Taylor is the lead singer with the heavy metal band Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
What was Hurricane Earl slammed into the coast of Belize with winds of 80 miles an hour, bringing with it heavy rain. Earl quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland.
7:41.
High today of 86 degrees.
Looks like we're just down to construction incidents this morning. You guys be really careful. There were already some accidents. It looks like they've all been cleared. But it's already going. It's getting messy out there. Be careful that you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 8:40 from one of my favorite TV shows, Homeland.
Oh.
F. Murray Abraham, he plays Dara Dahl. He's the older gentleman who works for the CIA.
Academy Award winner.
This is probably the biggest actor we've ever had on our show. And by probably, I mean, this is the biggest actor we've ever had on our show.
So this is what's really cool about Murray here, is that he is actually a refugee.
Yeah.
His family, when he was
He wasn't a refugee.
It was just his family. So when they came over?
He grew up in El Paso, Texas, randomly.
Okay. So his family, they were refugees.
Syrian refugee.
Christian. They were Christian refugees.
Whoa.
So yeah, we find out that F. Murray Abraham is...
solid believer, man.
Yeah, Christian. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
He was born in Pittsburgh, but he's the son of Frederick Abraham, who was an auto mechanic. He was a Syrian. He immigrated from Syria during the 1920s famine. They were Christians. His mother, one of 14 children, was an Italian-American, daughter of an immigrant who worked in the coal mines of western Pennsylvania. So his father was a Syrian refugee, Christian, came over to America. And now because of that, F. Murray Abraham is heavily involved in something called the Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees.
Hmm.
And Homie is doing some amazing things for Syrian refugees.
Yeah. I think it's called Homeland.
In the Name of Jesus.
Is the show, Homeland.
Which is what is so crazy, because he plays a bad dude in a lot of stuff.
Let's not get too much into Homeland. I'm a couple seasons back.
Well, let me just play a clip for you guys here.
I believe they call it retraining. Of course, we both know the real explanation for all this.
What is it?
What's that? This isn't about PTSD. It's about your feelings for Carrie Matheson.
Oh,
if you hadn't been in that car, Sandy Beckman would be alive today.
Mm.
Tell me wrong. You're wrong.
Accusations I did all I could, and you can watch it online.
I've seen it. You took your eye off Sandy to save Carrie. You left him to be beaten to death in the street.
Hey. He's... Murray! Murray!
Oh, that was some breathing.
Dude.
He's getting choked out.
He was Antonio Salieri in Amadeus. He won an Academy Award for it. He was in All the President's Men, Scarface, Name of the Rose, Last Action Hero. He was in Star Trek Insurrection.
Yeah, I know.
Gosh. Gosh!
Mm.
I'm excited!
So good. So excited.
Now, yeah, regular cast member on Homeland, of course, which is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Yeah, one of my favorite characters is Peter Quinn, Rupert Friend.
Yeah.
He's so good in Homeland.
He is very good.
I think he has a new series. Like, there's a new Jack Bauer type of show coming out this fall.
Really?
In a minute. He's kind of a Jack Bauer character.
I mean, Mandy Patinkin is... Saul Goodman. I mean, Saul Goodman. Saul Berenson.
Yeah,
that's
Saul
funny.
Saul Goodman, too. He's in it. He's pretty good.
You know, Saul Berenson.
Nicholas Brody.
Saul Goodman. It's also awesome.
Claire Danes. That woman. She...
That woman.
She plays... such a great character.
Yeah.
And.
No, I know.
Quiet.
She's crazy.
Quiet.
Yeah. She's an incredible actress. Huge fan.
Huge.
Yep.
Huge.
Love Claire Danes.
Stick around for that if you missed the interview. It's hit that
sweet.
Podcast.
We didn't get Steve Guttenberg, but we did get F. Murray.
You know, seriously.
I feel like it's a better
thing. This is a win.
I'm kind of glad we didn't, because I heard that Guttenberg is not the best interviewer.
Really?
That's just what I've heard. I don't know if that's
true. Is he kind of cocky or boring or something?
I guess he's just... I don't know. I've never interviewed
him. Always cool when you find out an actor that you're going to be talking with is a follower of Jesus, because, I mean, he is. He's doing some amazing things. So I definitely can't wait to talk to him.
All right, guys, it's time.
The Morning Invasion. Brings you slow motion theater.
Oh, cars on fire.
We take the show, we slow it down. It's simple. I was gone last week.
Yeah, you were.
So I picked a little chunk of the show last week to slow down.
Oh.
This one's really, really good.
Tam for the lamb!
Tamming for the lamb.
Good morning!
I saved you that.
Oh, thank you. A
couple bite marks in it.
How are you doing today, Tam?
I'm great. Sorry I'm a bit late this morning.
That's weird.
Just late,
but being Skip's birthday and all, you guys had like a cool celebration without us.
It was Skippito's birthday.
Skippito
still is.
And,
can we save that in case we need to use it against him?
Yes.
And
yes,
then Lenya was speaking actually today's Staff Devo.
Cool.
So yeah, she was talking about Reload Love and all this other really, really intense stuff. Yeah. But it was really good. I ran over here.
Yeah.
So I'm just hardly out of breath because I'm in such good shape.
Right.
But thanks.
Okay.
Good morning. Why are we missing someone?
Dexter's gone all week.
Yep.
He is moving to Portland.
Dude, so many people believed that.
Really?
Yes. We had to like explain to people that was a joke.
Moving to Portland?
Yeah. Because we kept saying, yeah, he's moving to Portland, but he'll be back on Monday for the show. And everybody's like, what?
I had a conversation with somebody over the live line that did not understand what I was talking about.
Like, why would he? So yeah, is he going to commute?
If he's
like,
moving to Portland, that's going to be really hard to get back for the show. Like, you're right.
That's
you
good.
Should follow that line of logic.
Yeah.
Follow it on down the road.
Man, taking that week off was such a waste. Because we didn't even move.
No, man, you got to relax.
You got to rest.
You had fever dreams every night worried about homelessness.
Seriously.
I mean, that's a real issue. It's T.O.
Oh, man. All right, next up. Oh, we talked to Phil Wickham the other day.
Oh,
yes.
No.
We also talked to Sergio Mendez.
Sergio. Oh, favorite interview of all time.
Yeah, no, it wasn't at all.
You loved it.
He just skipped over my
question. Let me ask you this. What's your favorite decade?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. This is going
to
be good.
So, we talked to Phil Wickham. You know, we asked Phil Wickham the same question that I asked Sergio Mendez because Sergio skipped right over my question and didn't answer it. It was really ridiculous. And then so we asked Phil Wickham, and guess what? Phil, he showed up. He showed up that morning.
Dexter, ask him your question.
Okay. First off, I want to ask you, do you know a performer by the name of Sergio Mendez?
I don't.
Okay, good.
I don't.
We don't need to go.
He was on the show this morning.
Hey, just stop. We don't need to.
He's toured with Frank Sinatra.
All right.
He has influenced the Black Eyed Peas.
Phil, stop. I'm sorry.
I booked this interview.
Stop.
He's Brazilian.
Okay. So I had asked Sergio this morning, What is your favorite, when you look through your life and your career, what is that decade that you love the most? And what's one thing from that decade that stands out to you?
Let's see.
Was it all good?
Hey. It's all been good. I'd have to say that you. The 2000s.
Thank you.
You know,
it's
been a crazy 10 years
crazy,
of like
bro.
Massive burst in technology. But also I think the biggest thing is like that year is when like that's the years I got signed. That's the years I fell in love. That's the years when I first became a dad.
When I asked Sergio Mendez that, he said,
"It's been a great ride."
Did you love the 70s? Did you love the 80s? When you look back at your career, what was it? You know, which decade really?
It's been a wonderful ride. I don't have a decade that I like more than another.
Whatever. Come on.
Sergio.
I think it's a beautiful
Sergio.
I stand by that answer still.
No way.
I think every day should matter.
Everything is beautiful.
Yeah, man.
If you're just tuning in, it's Slow Motion Theater. We've taken pieces of the show and we half speed it. We slow her down.
Slow
them
on down, babies.
That was good.
Some would say this was, well, I think it was Steve-O's kids that said this was some of the funniest radio that they have heard.
Oh, no. Is it metal?
The most metal word in the English language is... Burn!
Burn!
Wait, what?
That's the most metal word.
Burn!
Burn! It's the most metal one.
Yeah.
Burn.
Burn. Burn. Yeah. It's like dubstep.
Gosh, you guys sound crazy.
We sound really cool.
Fire.
All right, the second one is cries.
Oh, that's a good
Let's
one,
Let's do it
too.
Again. Play the music.
Cries.
It sounds like sludge metal.
It does.
And now the least metal word in the entire English language.
Wait. Moist. Oh, gosh.
You are so offensive.
Moist?
On every level.
Least metal
Can
word.
Can you hit the dumb button? That's Just hit hilarious. It real quick.
I don't want to sound like a robot.
Come on.
Irony.
Moist.
That's not it. That's
work.
Not the one.
It doesn't no, work.
That's so good. That was really good.
You never even played it. It was particularly.
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 Oh, man. And our last one here, AGT. I slowed it down. We're going to do the entire 10 minutes of slow motion theater.
No!
Let's do it.
No!
AGT style.
All right.
Let's get it
Let's
now.
Do this, guys. Is it time?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Is it time?
No!
It's time!
It's already so much more exciting!
I am in my own personal
I'm
nightmare.
Tired today.
So I don't see know how pumped. Loud he has it, Steve-O. It's just way up there.
Man, you can switch it up a little
I
bit.
I tried. Weird.
Oh, man. People's lives get changed every day.
Are we in Transformers?
Yes, we are.
Is it 1983?
So good.
Gosh.
There it is, Slow Motion Theater.
The morning
I loved it. This was a good one.
It was a good one.
Brings you Slow Motion
Oh, the car's on fire.
Oh! Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
I've you. Got to play this clip. Can you give me the Whiskey Tango music?
Sure can.
Whiskey Tango, Wisconsin.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Whoa.
What is that?
Whoa.
What is that? That's weird. Oof. I don't know what that is.
That's
real.
Your computer.
Weird. Let me see if it'll play.
Nope. That's your computer.
Interesting. Maybe something came unplugged.
We'll play it when we come back.
Yeah,
I'll
this
pull
thing
it up
is
over
nuts.
Here.
Weird. I got a nutso story, guys.
We also have millennial words. Gotta learn these words, people. F. Murray Abraham from Homeland and a bunch of other great movies and TV shows. Gonna be joining us at 8:40. We'll be right back.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
The Olympic Games from Rio de Janeiro, where they're hours away from the opening ceremony. You know, there have been major electrical and plumbing issues in Rio. One athlete from Kenya wrote, "Please fix my toilet," on a bulletin board in the Olympic Village. And, you know, when someone who lives in Kenya is complaining about your plumbing, I think that's what they refer to as a wake-up call.
Rap.
804.
High today of 86 degrees.
Still crazy out there?
Yeah, we got an accident. Traffic. It's not an accident. I apologize. A disabled vehicle in the right lane is blocked. I-40 east at Rio Grande. Watch out for that. It looks like it is slowing down traffic on 40 east. That's your look at traffic.
Thanks, man. Traffic. Big shout out to the Starmy. Love you guys. That's you out there listening. You make us happy. That's why we do what we do. That's why we wake up so early. Because of you guys. Just want to put on the greatest morning show in the universe for you. Hopefully make our wonderful Savior smile.
What?
Gonna move into a home today, guys. So happy.
Let me tell you about this story.
Tell me about this story.
I'd rather just play the news clip.
Okay.
This creepy clown walking around late at night carrying four black balloons in Green Bay. The clown doesn't appear to be armed or dangerous. Police can't do a thing. Some residents believe the clown is part of a horror film, but others have not seen any camera crew.
That's really creepy. Wow.
Bring you the story of Gags.
Of Gags?
Gags the
Gags
clown?
Gags the clown.
Gags the clown. First reported appearance August 1st, 2 a.m.
Nope. That's...
Some
nope.
person in
Gosh.
Really, really creepy clown makeup walking around, toting four black balloons. Baby's black balloon makes her fly, said the Goo Goo Dolls. Well, yeah. This clown is terrifying and is not flying anywhere. He's just walking around late at night.
Yeah, and like the report says, you can't arrest the clown. He doesn't have any weapons on him.
And the this isn't the first time this has happened.
Yeah, I remember this happened. I don't know if it's the same area. I don't remember, but there was sightings of another scary clown just walking around in the middle of the night on the streets of some town or out in the middle of nowhere on a road.
There's a fan Facebook page dedicated to Gags, the Green Bay clown. Commenter Shannon Mueller said if she met Gags, she would curl into the fetal position and die of heart exploding from pure terror.
Okay.
Wow.
That's how I felt when I was a child and I got scared.
That's weird.
Well, this other person says he's surprised that Gags has gone viral. At the end of the day, it's just a person walking around in a clown costume.
Well, yeah, but look at him.
At like 1 a.m.
Look at Gags over here, Steve.
Nope, I don't even want to look at him.
Gags for president,
says. I'm not a fan.
No, Steve-O, for real, come look at this.
Nope. Why would I want to look at that?
Look at that. That's about to be the new background on this computer.
Oh,
I hope you're ready for
no.
it.
No. Gosh, guys, that's the creepiest thing.
Can you imagine if you're walking around in the middle of the night, you're all alone, and you see Gags just staring back at you?
I would be a little upset, probably. I'd be like, excuse me, sir? Do you have any money? That's what I would ask to disarm the situation.
I feel like Gags is going to get shot one of these days.
No, he's not going to get
shot. Yeah, it's some guy out there that has military experience that's packing, is scared of clowns, and Gags is going to think it's funny, and he's going to get shot.
I like this response. It says, who the heck got this close to him? Is this Google Maps?
Yeah. They zoomed in. That's how.
They zoomed in.
Ugh. That's why it's a little blurry. That's a scary looking
clown. But lots of Wisconsin residents are calling the police like, hey. And then the police are like, hey, he's just walking around.
Yeah,
he can do that.
It's just a guy and a clown outside with balloons.
Now, if Gags appears to have any weapons, that's when it's going to go down.
Yeah, man.
Grand Peachy's going to get him.
I wonder if the cops have talked to Gags. I mean, if they approached him just to see, you know, hey, are you okay? Is there something wrong with you?
You a mime?
Obviously.
And then Gag says, vote for Tape Face! Because they are of the same ilk.
You think?
Yes.
They're definitely not of the same ilk.
They are of the same ilk.
Tayface is great.
You're great.
He's a mime. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Dawn says she posted a video on her Facebook of a bunch of people dressed up as Pikachu running around throwing giant Pokeballs at people.
I love everything
it's
about that.
It's called the Revenge of the Pokemon.
Gosh. You Pokemon people are crazy out there.
I'm totally getting a Pomeranian. So
I thought you were just going to dye Rocket.
No, I'm not going to. The Rocket's too great for that.
He is pretty great.
He's pretty awesome. I love him. He's the man. But I will be buying a Pomeranian so I can dye him like Pikachu. Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys?
Pooh boy.
Just watching giant Pokemon throw Pokeballs
Staten
at humans.
Staten Island Clown. Is it funny?
It's really funny.
Jump back in that van, Pikachu.
Thank you, Don. That's good. What's up, Pooh Boy?
Oh, that person's chasing that van. Like, hey!
Hey, Pooh Boy, what's up, man?
Check it out. You guys ever see those pranks on Facebook with those three clowns and they pull up in a car?
Yes.
Next to the guy in a car wash, and they have blood all over the car, and
oh my gosh.
They get out and they're like dragging like a sledgehammer, and one has like a machete, and then the guy he trips. The guy in the car wash kind of looks and he's like, oh my god! And then so he peeks around the corner, and these dudes are huge. They're like over 6 foot, and they're all in clown suits.
Wow!
And then the guy jumps in his car, and then they start chasing him, dude.
That sounds awful.
It's terrifying.
You guys, have you seen it though? You know what
no,
I'm talking about?
I haven't seen it yet.
I've seen
okay,
that.
Dude, the clowns scare a guy at a car wash prank or something like that. All dude, right. You got to look that up because there's a bunch of them. There's like four or five. They're walking, dragging a machete to show this guy like a dummy, like on the floor, like with his head smashed in. And these people come around the corner and they're like, whoop. And you got, the clowns just look up at the people and they just drop everything and they just start running.
All right.
So, yes. Yeah.
Thanks,
Pooh Boy. Clowns are creepy, man. They're real
creepy.
Our girl Nomi sent us.
I got a joke for you.
No, we can't have jokes from you, Pooh Boy. They're,
get out of here.
They are PG-13 at best.
Love him. Love him.
This is what you're talking about. Our girl Nomi sent this. She said, Google Staten Island clown. This is the clown we were talking about.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's a few of them out there.
Did you guys see that trailer? I don't think it's a trailer, but did you see the poster for the new It movie?
Uh-uh.
It looks...
Really?
It looks scary.
Yeah.
I hope so. The first one wasn't very scary.
What? He was a giant spider at the end. It was lame.
It was really boring and long.
You need to leave.
No, it really was stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
Steve-O, look.
I'm in a room full of... No, I've seen it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one.
I liked it the first time when it was called The Crow!
What?
Yeah, nice makeup.
Yeah, he did look like a clown, huh?
I'm not watching this. This looks really scary. He's got a painted red nose and just a devilish grin.
All right, let's talk about millennial words, okay? Millennial words.
Synthesize.
There are words out there that millennials are using.
Streamline.
That we need to know about. So I'm going to, do you want me to throw out the word
true
and then
American.
You guys try to guess what it is, or you want me to give you the definition and then you... Guys, try to give me the word. Which one do you want? Do you want
street
the word?
Youths.
Want me to give you the word and then you give me the definition?
Yes. Well, yeah, we'll give you the definition.
All right.
What do we get if we get the definition right?
$7.
Okay.
I don't have any money.
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Pretty broke right now.
Okay.
You just got a mansion. I don't want to hear how much money you don't
Come
have.
Come on, man. It's the week in between payday. How broke
do you
can
have
you
any
be?
Furniture that you're not using?
Wait.
I can give you a really old couch. Johnny Danger decorated it with gold sparkle fingernail polish.
You can get
it's beautiful. It smells great too. There is no feeling,
dude,
like the horror of realizing why does it smell like fingernail polish?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's because Johnny's repainting the ottoman. That was my life last night.
Welcome.
And then the panic of, oh my gosh, did he drink any of this crap?
Yeah.
Dude.
What's poison controls? No, okay, good. He didn't drink it. I don't think he drank any. I'm going to 99% sure he didn't drink any of it. I'm just going to quit looking at his mouth.
All right.
That's my life.
Here's our first word.
I like
millennial
like
word. Pokey space. Pokey space. What is a pokey space? Or, excuse me, pokey pace.
Pokey pace. That's
pokey
the,
pace.
The pace at which you are walking whilst playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
The zombie-like foot speed of Pokemon Go players.
At whatever zombie-like. Sometimes if you see a Pikachu, pace. But he's like three away from you, you start booking it in one direction. then it's like, wait, I got to go this other direction last night. I got a Charmeleon last night, guys. Okay?
It's funny because my wife and I, we go to the park almost every night to catch Pokemon. And we don't even hang out with each other because she'll just take off. And I'll see her just at the under the end of the park. There she is.
Oh, dude.
20 football fields away.
A couple nights ago, same thing. I mean, but that's what you do. As long as you have the courtesy to yell. We were hanging out in a park, and all of a sudden, Luke just kind of separated from the crowd. And then, like, half a minute later, we hear from very far away, Jigglypuff!
Oh, where's he at? Where is he?
And everybody ran over there.
That young child is moving at a pokey pace.
Here's our next one. Snapchat streak.
I don't know.
Neither of us have Snapchat.
When you put up an R-rated video on the Snapchat?
Okay.
No?
Moving at a pokey pace?
If you Snapchat your friend day after day and you get a number at the side of their name, then that means you are on a Snapchat streak.
Really?
The number means the amount of days.
I prefer Insta Story.
I didn't even know you could get like a... It's almost like a hitting streak in baseball.
Insta Story.
I'm going to have to Insta Story you guys every day for the next 7 years.
Insta Story.
How about Selfie Elbow?
What's that?
It's called Selbo.
Selfie Elbow.
Oh, when you take too many selfies and your elbow starts hurting.
Maybe, I don't know. Selfie elbow, I feel like, is almost like your hitting stance because your elbow is up. It's the perfect angle to take a selfie, so you're going to have to get that elbow in like a 90-degree angle.
Mm.
Boom.
A simple overuse injury caused by extending and twisting your arm for one too many phone selfies.
Who said it, ladies and gents?
You did.
Tia. Mm-hmm. It's Tao.
Just saying.
Our next millennial word is Facebookinality. Facebookinality.
Is that like...
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
If it was Facebooktality, I would be like, that's when you kill somebody on Mortal Kombat using a Facebook status.
Facebooktality. Finish him! You have no friends.
It's the individual's Facebook personality as it is perceived by others from their posts, likes, comments, emojis, and other Facebook activity.
Oh, I like that. That's the person I choose to believe I am. That's like what you should have said.
Facebookinality.
The person Steve-O chooses to believe he is.
Mm.
Just ask my wife.
Oh. Okay. Curve.
Curve actually isn't a new word.
Curve is a fine cologne.
No.
Experienced by many in the late 90s to early 2000s.
It's a gym for ladies.
No.
Where you can go do Pilates and other ladylike things at a gym. Curves.
Mm. Hey, man, you need to curve.
Does that mean go away? No.
Yep.
Oh.
Man, yep. I am down with that millennial
Telling
slang.
Someone to get out of your face and go somewhere else.
Hey,
I'm tired of your cats!
Curve! Wait, did you bring in beans and panties?
You need to curve, man!
Whoa. Hey, you know what you need to do? Facebook-tality lame?
How about...
Facebook-nality? What was it?
Facebook-ality? I forgot. I'm not a millennial.
You need to curve.
Can't do that one.
Okay.
Yo, dumb head.
Oh, okay. How about this one?
You can't do
Millennials are saying flat earther. What does flat earther mean?
Obviously, somebody who believes that the earth is flat.
No.
No?
Person who does not accept or is out of touch with realities. Beliefs are modern times. One who blatantly dismisses, disagrees with common knowledge or scientific findings.
Who is this? Flat earther?
Flat earther.
Steve-O's a flat earther.
Everybody knows that the earth is flat.
We actually have friends who believe in the earth.
I don't really have a friend. Maybe a couple of them.
That's crazy. I'd love to meet these friends.
No, you don't.
Do I know them?
Possibly.
Yeah. Do they work here?
No. No, obviously not.
TBD.
Okay. All right. Nerd jacking. What does nerd jacking mean?
This is what we do to you all the time.
Yeah?
Hijack a conversation with comic book things that you have no knowledge of and don't care about.
That's exactly what it is.
When you get way too deep and over the head of the person you're in the conversation with on a nerdy subject.
Yeah.
I feel it all the time, guys.
All comic scores.
I wish you would make like Black Bolt.
Ooh.
Snap. That was good.
Orealization. Right, what is Orealization?
Really just acting like Crystal.
It's, nope. Can't say that.
Orealization.
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 Yeah.
Orealization.
It's when you're on
Can
a
we
bus
talk about this?
and you realize that...
Isn't that your nipple? Your areola?
No.
I like to say nini cap.
Can we talk about that?
Orealization.
Hit the dump button, just in case.
No, I don't want to sound like a robot.
It's the realization that Oreos are still in your kitchen.
Wait, what? Why wouldn't they be in
your
kitchen?
You have an Oreolization.
Oh, gosh.
I think I have some Oreos in the kitchen. I just had an Oreolization.
What if you have red velvet Oreos?
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't live in a world where I am not aware. I'm consciously aware of the Oreos and Twinkies I constantly have.
I can sense them at any given time.
Not a fan, man.
I can tell you right now, I only have one Twinkie left, and it's on the very top shelf because it took the box out because last night was trash night. So I can see it. Just one Twinkie hanging out there by itself. No box. Just chilling. I see you, Twinkie. I can't wait to go home.
Hey, why don't you read that one you said you couldn't
miss
read?
Miss you.
This one right here?
I like...
Which one? Yeah, this
one. Did you read Basic White Girl?
I like Time Vampire. Oh, I thought Time Vampire seemed pretty cool. that's real, man.
Okay. Basic White Girl. Basic White Girl is a millennial word.
What does it mean, Dex?
Basic
tell the
white
people.
Girl. A female who conforms to her surroundings and claims she is unique. She often drinks Starbucks, wears UGG boots in August, and posts selfies on social networking sites every single day.
Oh, it's Rebecca, our friend Rebecca.
Also uses hashtags and doesn't have anything to do with the picture itself. That is so
you should have just said
hey, Becca. Go back to
you
bed.
You should have just said Becca.
Basic white girl.
Oh, wait, we don't even know if she's listening today.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's fantastic. That is perfect.
Yep.
She made it, man. She made it onto the millennial terminology.
I bet Adam's listening. He's just laughing.
And he's cracking up because he knows that's right.
Driving around
laughing.
That's
my wife.
Oh, man, that's cute.
That's my lady.
He's like, they got her.
All right, one more here. Group chat phobia.
That is me. I hate it.
You hate it?
Oh, I hate it. Because inevitably what happens is, especially if you get the green conversation.
Oh, I hate them.
Whoa! That means somebody in your group doesn't have an iPhone.
Guys, get an iPhone.
So inevitably what happens is, all of a sudden you start getting texts from random phone numbers because you got put in this group text.
You're like, what is this?
And then somebody else, like, random text, all of a sudden it's like, dude, that's awesome! And you're like, what?
Yeah. I hate
what's
it.
Awesome?
I hate that
who
feeling.
Who are you?
You're just like, why is this conversation so beneath my station?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, mm-hmm. The phobia of texting and group chats is what group chat
phobia is. It's our girl Lauren. Lauren hates group texting.
Yeah, because she's...
Because she doesn't have an iPhone.
I was going to say the word. I just don't like to say it. She's an Android.
Oh, no.
Gosh,
user.
Please, just careful with your accusations.
There you go. All you millennials out there, we're learning.
A member of the Starmy says, now try using all of those words in one sentence, Dex.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Come on.
I feel like you could do it, but I can't.
Well, then, if you wasted that means this entire segment was a...
Hey, Curve, man!
Oh. Whoa, he did good.
Curve!
This whole segment was a time vampire, because it literally sucked the life out of us.
I am a basic white girl!
Sucked the time out of us.
Hmm. Feel like I need to just, you know...
Mine was self-deprecating.
Let my girls hang right now.
Stop it. We didn't cover what that one was. I feel like you do too, Dad. I feel like you do too.
Feel like I need to put in something they call a resume to a few places after that one.
Hey, man, you're nerd-jacking me. Stop it.
No, wait, you never heard of a resume?
Nerd alert! All right, there you go. Coming up here in just a little bit, we have a huge star. Huge movie actor.
Yeah.
Huge TV actor.
He was in Last Action Hero.
Was he really?
Please don't let that one be the one you throw out.
Yeah.
He was his partner in the movie.
No, I know.
And the kid knew he was a villain because he killed Amadeus in that other movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that would be the one to bring up.
F. Murray Abraham. He'll be on the show at 8:40. He's in my favorite TV show, Homeland. Plays Dara Dahl. He'll be talking to us a little bit. We got some time for a whiskey tango, and then we have to take a break.
Yeah.
Steve-o?
Do it, Steve.
Today. August 5th, 2016. America is under attack like never before.
What?
Our constitutional rights are under attack. Well, Jasmine Artis, she's making a stand. She got pulled over on Tuesday with an expired registration. Claimed she didn't need one because, quote, traveling. I'm not driving.
That's right.
There's a difference.
I'm not driving.
No, she's not driving. She's traveling.
I'm clearly traveling, officer.
No, hey.
I don't know how to drive.
Hey, hey. I'm not driving with an expired tag.
It was clearly a double dribble.
I am obviously traveling.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Her 5-year-old son was in the car with her. Don't know how that's pertinent to it, but...
Did she get arrested? What happened?
Well, and the cop said to her, hey, nope, expired tag. Your car's going to be towed. She claimed the Constitution gave her the right to travel without police interference.
Who told you that?
She then drove off.
Whoa, she just took off?
And started a high-speed chase.
Oh, no, that is not good.
But she only made it about a mile. That's because that's where her driveway was. And went home. Cop still in tow. Speaking of tow, that's what happened to her car. And she was also arrested.
Oh my gosh.
But as they were arresting her, she thought that was also illegal because she started yelling for people on the street to help fight off the cop because it was against her constitutional right.
That's hilarious.
The neighbors just stared.
Yeah, right?
She's facing charges for resisting arrest, failure to comply, child endangerment, among many other things that are totally constitutional.
Wow.
I need to go look up some of these old laws.
Yeah,
apparently there was a law way back in the day. That's not how the law works anymore. Like, if you had a bunch of people, it was like almost like the carpool lane. You were traveling. You weren't driving. I'm not driving.
I'm not.
Clearly traveling.
I'm clearly traveling.
That is hilarious. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, man. Some people. Kind of like this couple right here. They were just heading down the road, having a good old time, and all of a sudden they saw an officer of the law pass them going pretty fast.
How fast? Over the speed limit?
Well, let's find out how fast.
Mr. DPS.
85.
So 90 miles an hour, the cop is traveling without his lights on.
You just don't do anything because you're a driver.
And the cop man.
Pulls them over because they've been following the cop.
Wait. What?
Yeah. Here it is. Here's the cop.
Wait a second.
She sees her boyfriend get arrested.
Wait a second. What's going on? Hey, wait. What's going on?
He's under arrest.
Why? No, I have this all on recording. I'm going to do that. Hey, that's my husband. I want your supervisor now.
I want your supervisor? What is this, McDonald's?
He's gone.
He's gone. Yeah,
he's oh, my God.
John! Why are you laughing?
Did she say so John? Sorry, but that's really funny.
John!
He gets hauled away because they were following a police officer going over 90 miles an hour.
He gets hauled away because the cop was hauling away.
Yeah. And, sure enough, he gets thrown in the back of the police car, taken off to jail, and she's all alone. Just
John!
Was this it?
Oh, wait. So what happened?
Was this
that's
at night?
It?
But the cop was going like 90? With no lights on or anything?
Let's hear from John. Because he's out of jail now.
John!
I feel that my rights were violated.
Oh, no.
He should be reprimanded for what he did. You know, to me, to my family. Yeah. You know, that's very... it's not okay. This is my town, you know, and I felt that he was, you know, creating a hazard.
I don't know about that, John.
He was creating a hazard.
Why? No, I have this all on recording. I'm going to sue them.
Why are you laughing?
I want your supervisor now. It just blows me away that people act like that.
Can I speak to the manager, please, right now?
When they get... Because I was always taught that a police officer, you need to show respect. And if you get pulled over, it's yes, sir. You be super nice and respectful
because you broke the law if you're getting pulled over or whatever. It's like nowadays you get pulled over and people pull out their phones and they start just throwing out all these rights and they just sound ridiculous.
Well, apparently, according to Google Voice, people like that lady with the crazy constitution, they're called sovereign nation citizens and they're total weirdos. That's according to the Lifeline.
What?
Sovereign nation citizens. There's a movement called the Sovereign Citizen Movement. It's a grouping of American and Canadian litigants, commentators, tax protesters. Wait, you can protest paying taxes? That is...
Sure, you can protest, but you still got to pay taxes.
Oh, you're going to jail. Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Self-proclaimed sovereign citizens, they refer to themselves as, quote, free travelers.
Free travelers.
They take the position that they are answerable only to their particular interpretation of common law and are not subject to any statutes or proceedings at the federal, state, or municipal levels, that they do not recognize United States currency, that they're also free of any legal constraints.
Wow.
They reject forms of taxation as illegitimate. They are also crazy and probably spending a lot of time in jail. The FBI classified sovereign citizens as domestic terrorists.
Okay.
I have never heard of this. This is crazy. They have been ranked, at least in a 2014 report by the National Consortium of the Study of Terrorism and Response to Terrorism. Law enforcement officials and agencies across the U.S. concluded that the movement was the single greatest threat to their communities, ranking them above ISIS and jihadists.
Wow. No kidding.
I have never heard of this. They've also been identified as a potential terrorist threat by New South Wales police force in Australia.
Wow.
Never heard of this.
Well, there you go.
Getting cray-cray with the law.
All right, we got to take a break.
Constitutional right.
When we come back, we have actor F. Murray Abraham.
Yeah!
He plays Daradell from Homeland.
I believe they call it retraining. Of course, we both know the real explanation for all this.
No, we're not even bringing up Homeland.
Yep, got to, man.
No Homeland, I'm a season behind.
We're going to talk about...
I'm not one of you Richies that can pay for Showtime, okay?
Season 5 was my favorite season.
I gotta wait!
We'll talk to F. Murray Abraham when we come back.
Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine at a Save Our City summit in Baltimore.
Since her very first speech in this campaign, she's been focused on the issues of systemic racism and inequality.
Clinton holds a Vegas rally.
Donald Trump rally in Maine.
I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united.
President Obama is assessing what's working and what isn't in the fight against the Islamic State group at a time the U.S. military is ramping up its engagement in Libya.
When women stop taking contraceptives that contain estrogen, their vitamin D levels could fall, federal researchers say.
There's a new report on the health of older Americans from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fewer seniors are suffering heart disease, but other chronic illnesses have taken its place.
Christian musician Dallas Taylor is in critical condition as the result of head and other injuries suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident near Ocala, Florida. Taylor is the lead singer with the heavy metal band Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
What was Hurricane Earl slammed into the coast of Belize with winds of 80 miles an hour, bringing with it heavy rain. Earl quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland.
Oh, Earl.
Earl.
That hurricane's name is Earl.
Welcome to the show, everyone. Thanks for being with us. 8:38.
High today of 86 degrees.
Coming up here in just a minute.
Oh, man.
We're talking to Mr. F. Murray Abraham.
I should have emptied my bladder. I feel like I'm going to pee a little. This dude, he is an Academy Award winner. Yeah. He is a brilliant actor, and I don't know that I've ever been more excited to interview somebody.
Yeah, he's been in Homeland, one of my favorite TV shows.
Probably the best, actually.
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
All the President's Men, Scarface, Last Action Hero. Line 1. Oh.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's Carl with Wise Brother Media. How are you guys?
Carl!
Dude, never been more excited than I am in this moment.
You know, I have to say, I don't know your... I haven't been able to put a voice to a name. Who is the last person who just spoke?
Well, that was Steve-O. That would be me. Yeah.
You're Steve-O.
Hey,
okay.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl.
And I'm Dex.
Yeah.
And you're Dex. Okay, you guys sound close, but now I know which one is Steve-O.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm the skinny, tall one, and he's short and stout.
Are you on Facebook, Carl?
I am, yes. Carl Bishop on Facebook.
I love
it. At the Carl Bishop on Twitter.
Love it.
All
love
right.
it.
I'm going to find you. Yes.
We're going to find you, man. We're going to find
you. Yeah. Check it out. All right. And, you know, this key's having such a great time chatting with people today.
Good.
You guys are
going to
have a great time.
Beautiful.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
All right.
Thanks, man.
God bless you. Thanks so much.
God bless you. Bye.
Hey, Murray, you're going to love this one. We're going next to Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh.
And you're talking to Steve-O, Dex, and is Teo there today as
yes,
well?
Yes, he is.
All right. Well,
did you say Steve-O?
Yes, yes. Yes, he did. That is me.
Well, then I should call you O, and you could call me F. How's that?
I love everything about that, sir. I am so excited to have you on the show today.
Yeah, we've been freaking out. Just so giddy to talk to you, sir.
Yes.
You know I'm from El Paso.
Yes, we did know that. So,
well, I know Albuquerque.
So, yeah.
But I knew it when it was a little sleepy town. I'm told it's no longer a little sleepy town.
Yes. That's so awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Right?
We actually broadcast in El Paso. We have a translator in Las Cruces in El Paso. We have the largest FM station in the state of New Mexico, actually. And we're a Christian radio station. So I was very excited to talk to you not only about El Paso, but about your faith in Jesus. And, man.
Well, yeah. You know, I'm a deeply religious man. I was raised in the Orthodox faith.
I know.
The Orthodox faith.
We were just reading about
it. I'm now currently a long-standing member of the Presbyterian faith.
I love everything about this.
It's a church that really, well, they practice what they preach. They say they preach Christ, and they practice Christ. Hmm. The love of Christ is what's, I think, unfortunately missing in too many of these politicians who say one thing and do another. But anyhow, it happens that I have a pretty big family, and one of my Syrian relatives has built his own church.
Wow!
And he's really a Christer. He really cares. He cares a lot. But can I mention, speaking of the good Syrians in this country,
yes,
an organization that is comprised of over 60 faith-based organizations?
Would that be the Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees?
Thank you so much. That's exactly it. It's all kinds of faiths getting together to do the right thing.
Oh, love that.
We would say, we here at Star 88, a different, quote, Christian station, in that we agree wholeheartedly. We need to be the hands and feet. We need to be going out. We need to be not only saying that Jesus loves you, but showing it by helping provide not just their spiritual need, but, I mean, when you look at Christ, his example, he first actually met a physical need, you know? He really did. He cared about their physical need, and of course, ultimately, their spiritual need as well, because we know our hope is found in Christ. But to say that and walk away means nothing if you're not doing anything.
No, you can't just practice it for an hour on Sunday. That's not enough.
Right. So talk about the Multi-Faith Alliance.
Thank you. I would be glad to.
Yes!
Yeah.
You know, my father came here with his family as a kid about 100 years ago. They were starving and said, no place to go. And this country welcomed them.
Mm.
And my grandfather said, you are now Americans, and we're going to show your devotion to the country that saved our lives. And we became super patriots, and my two brothers now are in a military cemetery in El Paso.
Oh, wow.
That's... Marine and a regular army. We really care.
Yeah.
But about the Syrian refugees, I don't know if you know it, but since 9/11, there have been 750,000 refugees have come to this country, and less than 10 of them were arrested for terrorist activities.
Wow.
And there were no Syrians.
Wow.
80% of these refugees are women and kids under 12. There's nothing to fear from those people.
Yeah.
Anyway, there are, as I mentioned, 15,000 Syrian doctors who are refugees ready to come and work in our country. We could use 15,000 doctors, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, thank you for letting me talk about that. It means so much to me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we were looking at the Facebook page, which we're going to link to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/star88fm, because dating back to June, we got to see what you were doing personally, you know, as you guys were putting together these kits to help.
That was a good thing.
Yeah. 15,000 hygiene kits from Heart to Heart International in Kansas, and just seeing everything happening in New York, we would feel honored to talk about this the whole time. Are you kidding me? We know your time is short.
Thank you for being so involved. It means so much.
Yeah. Hey, I'm such a huge fan of Homeland.
Don't you ruin this for me.
Yeah, our buddy Steve over here, he's not caught up.
I'm not caught up.
So
I will say my three-year-old's name is Brody, though. So if you want to know if I'm a fan, I think it's quite possibly the greatest show in television. Yeah.
Great work.
Oh,
great work.
You.
Which is great, because I was already really excited. I got to be honest. First of all, since you said I can call you F, I'm going to call you F and you call me O. But listen, F, as a child, I was terrified by you, because one of my favorite movies as a kid was a little-known movie called Last Action Hero. And let's...
Oh, yeah.
You were a... You were,
I thought didn't sell, but it was a good movie.
It was a great movie, man. It's still one of my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. And, of course, you played the... You're the good guy, but you're the bad guy. But you're the... And then I think probably because Amadeus, you became this villain in a lot of things and have terrified me since childhood.
And I'm the nicest person I ever met.
Which is great, because in Homeland, I mean, let's talk about your character. Are you kidding me? Dara Dahl, you don't know. I mean, he's scary. He's terrifying. You can't trust him. Is he good? Is he bad? You know. And then all of a sudden, I'm researching your personal life, and you're talking about your great faith in Jesus, and being the hands and the feet, and doing something for someone else, and how essential Christ is to your life. And I'm going, wait, what is about to happen? Is this going to be the greatest interview of all time? Because how do you play such an incredible villain, and yet pour out the love of Jesus in your everyday life?
He's an amazing actor.
There's an old joke about that. It's called acting.
Yes!
There you go.
Yes!
He's an amazing actor.
Solid.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much. You're very generous. Thank you.
Have you done any work here in Albuquerque recently? Because, you know, it's kind
of
the new
home. I never have. There was something about possibly... Something to do with an opera there, but it was a scheduling problem. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a really good couple of Mexican restaurants there, and I miss Mexican food so much. Mm-hmm.
Green chili, the red chili.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be in Brooklyn for a week in October, and we will...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. We're going to be out there covering New York Comic Con, Teo and I.
So Comic Con.
We're going to be staying in Bed-Stuy for a week, and we will bring...
Where I used to live.
Oh, perfect. Well, we'll bring you some green chili.
Right across the street from, yeah.
Nice. You tell us, we'll hit up the Presbyterian church that you're at, and maybe bring you some green chili, and I'll tell you.
Well, listen, the Presbyterian church I belong to is right across the street from where I live. It's called the First Presbyterian Church of the City of New York. It's at 12th Street and 5th Avenue. Okay. It's a great, big old pre-Civil War church, and it's absolutely beautiful, and all are welcome.
Oh, that's incredible.
Beautiful.
That is great. We'll have to try and bring out some green chili for you in October. That's amazing.
Appreciate it.
It won't go bad.
Come on.
That's
lovely. That's incredible.
You can't get that through customs.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
F. Murray Abraham is talking with us right now. What else is going on in your life? Because you've been busy. I mean, you wrote a book, and what else did you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Oh, I just think that thing is on my mind so much. The Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees is so important to me. I wish there was some way I could just wave a magic wand and make things so much more peaceful in this poor old world of ours.
You're doing a great job. You really are.
I think it takes is one person doing something, and obviously...
Well, you got to do what you can.
Yeah.
Can I tell you an old, my grandfather's favorite fable?
Yeah.
Love it.
There was a story about a sparrow who heard that the sky was falling, and he immediately laid down on his back. And along the king's highway came one of the king's horsemen, and he said to the sparrow, "There's work to be done. What are you doing lying on your back?" And the sparrow said, "I heard the sky was falling, and I'm holding it up."
Oh.
And the horseman said, "Do you really believe you can hold up the sky with those little legs?" And the sparrow said, "We do what we can."
Oh, goodness. That's awesome.
Gosh.
That's good stuff, man.
Oh, man. F, you are probably my new favorite human.
Yes.
Best interview.
You guys are too much.
Thank you so much. We will be linking the Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees to our Facebook page, hoping to at least share
God
the word.
Bless you, my friend.
Yeah,
God bless you,
too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Gosh. Wow, he was great. He was so good.
He seems like a really nice guy.
I'm out. Oh. I'll see you guys later. There is literally nothing cooler for me to do today.
His voice, man, it's like you get drawn in.
Yeah,
to,
you do. That's a great way to
his character. Just from that voice.
It was great. Oh my goodness, it was great.
So good.
I'm not joking. We are going to find a way to bring green chili.
Or drop it off at the church and say, hey, will you make sure that
Fifth
F.
and
Murray 12th, gets this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going there.
Because they're filming. They're shooting Homeland in New York starting this month.
I just Googled that church. It's one of those really old, like you said. It looks awesome.
Anybody lives right across
the
street?
We've probably seen it in movies, honestly.
I'm not joking, guys. We're going to go out there. Because what's hilarious, we're staying with our friend Brandon, who plays bass and helps out at Hillsong NYC.
Yeah.
And it was great last time we visited there, but let's go check out this Presbyterian church. Yeah. I'm posting the information if you'd like to check out the Multi-Faith Alliance for Syrian Refugees. People of all faiths coming together to do something to help out refugees stuck in other countries. They don't have a home, they don't have nothing.
Yeah.
And he's not only talking about it, but I mean, he's there on the weekends actually hand making these hygiene kits and doing something when he's not filming.
Yeah.
You take a look at his life, and I mean, he's won an Academy Award. He is a brilliant actor. He's truly, not just saying it because we talked, one of the greatest actors in the world.
Yeah.
And yet, I mean, he cares so much about not only sharing the love of Christ, but doing something with that.
Well, he saw what it did for his family.
Amen.
That America opened up the doors. For his family to come here. And he, like you said, his two brothers fought for our country and now are buried in the cemetery here in El Paso. And, when I first came here to Star 88, I definitely was against the refugees coming to America. I really was, because there was a lot of things, that you would see in the news talking about, that 90% of the people that are refugees, they're not women and children, they're men, and the ISIS is trying to get into our country, and maybe some of that, maybe that could be true.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
To his point, I mean, 750,000 refugees since 9/11.
And how many were arrested?
What do you say, like
10? Five or 10 that have been arrested.
Small number.
Out of that many refugees. And
we're not trying to tell you what to believe about the refugees, because we also understand that a large portion of the Starmy is not cool with it. There you go.
The thing is, though, when I first got here, and I remember Brian Nixon was on, you guys were talking about it. And it really changed where I stood with that, because it was, why wouldn't we let them in here? How are they going to hear the love of Christ?
Right.
How are we going to show them? How are we going to tell them about this amazing God we have? Why should we, as Christians, we shouldn't fear,
Mm-hmm.
Why should we leave here and go over there on a mission trip when we could let them into our country and basically be missionaries in our backyards? It convicted me hard.
Well, I mean, you take a look at it. F. Murray Abraham, his name is Murray Abraham. The F comes in because, obviously, got to get a cool stage name, a screen name. Well, he added F to his stage name to honor his father, Frederick, who was a Syrian refugee. You take a look at his story, and he grew up in El Paso. He went to UTEP. Back then, it was called Texas Western College. Now, of course, University of Texas, El Paso. So he went to UTEP.
He's such a solid guy.
Sorry, guys.
Guy.
I'm still giddy.
Solid guy.
Great interview.
When he said, did you say Steve-O? I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
This guy. Just everything.
Did
but
you say Steve-O?
If you have never seen Last Action Hero, when I was a kid.
I forgot that he was in that.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Are you kidding me?
I loved Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Last Action Hero I wasn't a big fan of, really. I was kind of disappointed in that movie.
You need to leave, sir.
Probably because I was very confused about it.
Well,
I didn't know what was going on.
Okay, for those who don't know, it's a cheesy Was it 80s or early 90s?
It was
80s.
No, that was 80s, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Because I was a young kid, and I remember watching it just very confused. Like, I don't understand. Is
Last Action Hero was 1993.
It was 93?
Same year as Jurassic Park.
So I was...
Greatest year of film.
That's why...
I was 13?
It got overshadowed.
So here's the thing. Last Action Hero, yeah, it came out in 1993.
I was 14.
And it really was this really cheesy movie that was fantastic. Me and my brother watched this movie 140,000 times. It's John McTiernan directed it, which is really funny because didn't John McTiernan direct things like, oh, I don't know, Die Hard? Arnold Schwarzenegger plays an actor or a character, Jack Slater. He's this fictional L.A. PD guy.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's basically, yeah, he's action star Arnold Schwarzenegger. And this kid's in the movie. And, you know, what happens is the character, Jack Slater
comes out of the TV and just like real life action.
Essentially, yeah. So the kid gets sucked into the movie and all of a sudden he's like around all these characters and the T-1000 makes a cameo and you've got Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct in it. Oh. And it's all of a sudden he's in this movie world and then he gets pulled into real life and obviously real life is not anything like action movies and it's, gosh, it was so fun back then. Danny DeVito was in it. He played that cat.
Yeah.
He was an animated cat police officer.
Gosh.
I'm telling you, it's terribly awesome. And I loved everything about it when I was a kid.
If you missed the interview with F. Murray Abraham,
it's a good one.
Go to the podcast. It'll be up after the show. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Here come the Olympics. Here come the Olympics. Here come the Summer Olympics. There's super bacteria in the waters around Rio. By super bacteria, they mean human feces. None for me, thanks. That gold medal ain't worth it, bro. They got the Zika. Everywhere is Zika. No one wants the Zika. They got Zika galore. Sewage and Zika. Plus a bunch of murders. Might as well held the games in Baltimore. All of Rio's problems. A lot of people will complain. Blah, 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 blah. Go Team USA.
Amen.
USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
Gosh, it's just nuts, guys, in Rio. Day one. Here's the headline. Olympic torch, skirts, riots, and drug gang clashes in host city. Police use stun grenades and tear gas to clear protesters in the path of the Olympic torch in a poor suburb of Rio de Janeiro on Wednesday, 2 days before the Olympic Games open under tight security. So here's the deal down in Rio. Because Rio has hosted the Olympic Games, there are many, thousands and thousands of families that have lost their homes. And now the people of Brazil, the people of Rio, they're upset. And they're kind of coming together and they're trying to take over.
They want
to
take down the Olympics.
They want to take it down. And so the person who's running with the torch right now, the police have to...
Escort. Like heavily armed escort.
Yes, because they're trying to put out the torch.
It's nuts. Guys, it's nuts. That's nuts.
Yeah. So did the flame, did it already ignite? Did they already do the flame torch thing? Did the person already
Rio's
get there?
Rio's on fire, yeah.
Okay. Rio is on fire.
Okay, Olympic Brazilian sailors early delivered the torch to the host city's mayor after crossing Guanabara Bay near the end of a 12,400-mile journey through one of the world's largest and most diverse countries.
Wow.
There you go. Armed police battling drug traffickers to carry out dozens of arrests. This is just crazy.
An area near the international airport and close to the main road to Olympic venues. Armed soldiers stood patrol on highways and on many corners throughout the city. Police said anti-government protesters in Duque de Caxias, Rio's north side threw rocks and blocked the torch's path. Police dispersed them with pepper spray and rubber bullets.
That's crazy. What is going on?
I mean, somebody just texted us on the live line. I love you guys.
Oh, love you too.
We love you some back.
Love you too. Here's a couple facts about mosquito bites.
Nice.
Only females bite.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yep. They're attracted to pregnant women and beer drinkers. That's no joke. Mosquitoes are attracted to the carbon dioxide.
I've got to quit getting pregnant and drinking beer.
The lactic acid.
Being a woman.
They love the, when your breath and your sweat, they love that. That's the, they love that odor. And it attracts mosquitoes.
Ah.
Your blood type might also be a factor. And they're the deadliest animals on Earth. That's right. Mosquitoes have killed and have caused more deaths than any other animal on the planet.
Even sharks?
Mm-hmm.
Except for that animal that tops the food chain.
Wow.
Humans. You animals.
Mosquitoes are the cause of around 250 million people. It infects around 250 million people.
I hate mosquitoes.
Each year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Let's jump into our headlines here.
Yes, sir.
Finish those off for the week.
There's so many. We've barely done any.
We've just dabbled a little.
I have just...
The bullet shot through this burrito warming machine.
Gosh, it's our favorite clip.
It always takes me by surprise. How much Star Wars is too much?
The answer, a trick question,
negative.
None Star Wars.
We may be on the brink of finding out.
Oh, no.
Now that they're both in the same familia, that's Spanish for family, ABC and Lucasfilm are talking about a weekly TV series.
Oh, what?
No word on what it would be about. This has actually been rumored for a long time. The president of the network said, quote, "It's all a little bit hush-hush. That company exists under a big shroud of secrecy. If you feel Marvel is secretive, Lucasfilm takes it to an entirely different level."
Hmm.
Talks are ongoing. We don't really have an official timeline yet. That's the latest update. Speaking of entertainment and comic books, new in theaters this weekend, Suicide Squad.
Oh, man. Let's watch the trailer.
Okay.
No.
Gentlemen.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Ladies.
What?
What if Superman had decided to fly down.
You see how he said had?
Rip off the roof
past
of the White
tense.
House. Grab the president right out of the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah, what if?
That would have been stinky.
Who would have stopped him?
The Joker?
Jared Leto is the Joker?
Joker would have stopped him?
Oh, I can't wait, guys. Let's just go right after the show. Come on, let's just go. We can do this. What time is the first one?
Checking.
No.
What?
I'm poking the bear today.
No!
Sorry, guys.
Your stupid workout regimen ruins everything!
Priorities. Plus, you guys will eventually in 5 minutes realize you can't go either.
That's true, I can't.
So it's all good.
What? I can?
Viola Davis from How to Get Away with Murder builds a team of villains and metahumans to run secret missions for the government in exchange for reduced sentences. You got Will Smith, Jared Leto, Margot Robbie. It's a pretty big cast, actually. There are appearances.
There's a 10 a.m. I gotta leave early.
Justice Leagues, from those that are in the Justice League. Yeah, I said appearances.
Yep.
Plural.
So wait, are you telling me there's multiple members of the Justice League in this film?
Plural.
Hmm.
There's another movie opening this weekend you might not know about.
Nobody really cares.
Yep. Nine Lives?
It's called Nine Lives.
What's
it, is that the cat movie?
It's the Kevin Spacey.
Throw
movie.
It out. Yeah. Throw it out of here. Why is it? Why does it exist? Well, Suicide Squad actually has been getting some bad reviews. Like, some people saying it's...
Depends on who you talk to. It's
down
weird.
There with Batman v Superman. And then other people saying, hey, it's just like Batman v Superman. It's not as bad as people say it is.
Hmm.
Okay? So we have a clip. The stars of Suicide Squad responding to the bad reviews.
Yeah, the critics have been absolutely horrific. They're really, really horrible.
This is Jared Leto.
And it doesn't really matter what the critics say at the end of the day. It's the fans that we made this movie for, so...
At the end of the day, like, critical acclaim is really nice, but we made it for the fans. If the fans like it, then we did our job.
How he was able to take this DC world and bend it into a really different thing. He made a really unique thing, you know, and I think people had expectations that may have been different, but I'm excited for the fans to get to vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Tell him, Will.
I couldn't agree more. We have a good friend who does, like, film-type things.
Filmies.
Currently working a television production. We were talking with him yesterday. His name's Mike. He's dope. He went and saw it. He got an early sneak.
He loved it, huh?
He said it was amazing.
Sneaky peeky.
He's one of those people that's like, we got to boycott Rotten Tomatoes, man. I'm telling you, because they are
ruining.
Yeah, don't
listen to Rotten Tomatoes.
They are ruining movies.
I've never listened.
Why do we take other people's words for it instead of maybe possibly experiencing things ourselves?
We don't have to think about it. It's easier.
Oh.
It's lazy. Okay. It's a lazy way out.
Is that kind of like discernment? Like letting somebody else be your discernment and tell you like what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing?
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next question. Hey.
And I don't mean, I'm not even talking about
humans. Which
milk is better?
Which milk should I get today?
Almond.
Goat.
Why?
Because it won't kill me.
I don't trust either of you. Yeah, I'm going to ask Rotten Tomatoes.
Why do you want milk?
An 11-year boy has stolen a bus.
Oh.
And the passengers within bus didn't even notice
him. Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah. They were. Hmm. The schoolboy had apparently stumbled upon the key to the bus lying on the street a few weeks ago, while the privately owned vehicle was parked and no longer in use. Bavarian police reported on Wednesday. So the young lad climbed into the bus and was seen driving down the street to a bus stop to pick up passengers. Just making the world a better place, one stop at a time. The news reported that the boy had managed to deceive at least three passengers into just climbing on board. Eventually,
hey girl,
however,
what up?
Witnesses took note of the boy's young age and poor driving skills and reported him to police.
Wow.
Be a little more observant. Officers were able to stop the little rogue driver, eventually turn him over to his mom, the ultimate authority.
Man, mom is going to be so upset.
She opened that door and she said, son, the bus stops here.
No, it's the buck.
I can't talk about him.
It's because he doesn't work here.
It's a corporate order from Dex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It stopped here. It's not allowed.
Who's, guys.
What'd you say? Who?
I'm sorry. I apologize, sir.
Just kidding here.
I'll never say his name.
Tampa Bay.
Just joking.
Did you guys know that coffee mixed with lemonade is the trendy new drink of the summer?
Nuh-uh.
Wait, what is?
Yeah. Just
coffee?
Keeping you up to date, cutting edge of the trends with the summer because it's almost over. This sounds disgusting, but you might still want to try it. I don't.
This sounds like something you do.
Apparently, the trendy new drink of the summer is a mix of coffee and lemonade.
You do that with your water. It's gross.
I just put coffee in there. I don't want lemon.
It's gross.
It's not gross. Ugh. You don't like coffee.
Well, I don't.
Guys, we just got a comment on the live line. They said, I hate how everyone says at the end of the day, it's so overused, it grates my ears. But here's the thing. At the end of the day,
I knew it.
Everyone has to choose what bothers them. You know what I mean? Like, you can choose to be upset or offended. You can choose those things. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that should matter is how you use the name of Jesus, like what you're doing with it. And at the end of the day, like, if you've done that job well, if you have been the hands and the feet, and at the end of the day, if you've, like, loved, you know? Because at the end of the day, I usually sleep.
Yeah, you were all over the place on that one.
Tell him. Mary Steenburgen, we love you. Just love you. At the end of the day, she's a great actress.
Dude.
A coffee shop called Stan Coffee in Brooklyn created this coffee lemonade mix.
Ugh.
If you want to make it at home, it includes cold brew coffee, lemonade, vanilla syrup, and a splash of almond milk. Sort of like a demented Ernie Palmy.
I'm not a huge lemonade fan. I shouldn't say hate. Sorry, that's very harsh. I despise.
Whoa. Detest. 25% of us have texted someone in the same room instead of talking to them. What have you done?
I'm going to text Dex and say, boop, boop, boop.
What?
Great. A new survey found that 25% of adults say they have actually texted someone in the same room. Maybe it was out of laziness. Maybe they did it because the other person was so focused on their phone it was the only way to communicate, but it has happened. Here are four more results from the survey so I can keep talking and not breathe out of my nose.
Oh, God.
Number one, 34% have tried to detox by not using the internet for anywhere from
Speaking
a day to a month.
Detoxing, man.
45%.
What are you doing? Why are you talking like that?
Of them say they hated that detox.
Hurting?
Number two, 1 in 4 people say they've had someone bump into them because they were staring at their phone. Number three, 47% of us missed out on sleep because we were just goofing around on the internet.
Yeah.
Number four, 59% of us say we are addicted to our phones. Yeah. I will fall into that category in a minute.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The wife of crocodile hunter Steve Irwin says she hasn't been on a single date
since he died in 2006.
So,
that's 10 years.
I'm good friends with. I'm totally name dropping right now.
Yeah, you are.
But Stephanie Jackson, Greg Jackson's wife.
Hang on, let me pick that up.
Is one of the most beautiful, amazing women.
You dropped it.
Okay.
And so when the kids were training over at Jackson's, her kids were over there too. So we always would talk while the kids were doing the class, and she would tell me some of the coolest stories because they were best friends with the Irwins.
Ooh.
And they would go over to Australia, and Steve Irwin would come to Albuquerque all the time to train with Greg Jackson.
Are you serious?
And they became best friends.
That's so cool. The families,
their kids were the same age as the Jackson's kids, so they became best friends, and she had the greatest stories.
Man, I bet it was sad for them when he got...
Oh my gosh! She was devastating for them because they were best friends.
But what's the daughter's name? Bendy,
yeah,
something like that.
Didn't she? She has a show, right?
Yeah, she's. I think she's taken up in the family tree,
following in her father's footsteps.
There's a bizarre net suit that covers the wearer from head to toe to avoid skeeter bites.
Ugh, I need it, dude.
But will it protect people from the Zika? You guys ever heard of the Zika?
That looks awesome.
Netsman mosquito suit has been designed by a Japanese company called Bibby Lab.
Bibby Lab?
Does he have to wear that around?
Yeah. He looks great. He looks great.
Dude, that guy's not picking up any chicks at the Olympic
He's
Games.
He's going to be sweaty
in
there.
That dude looks creepy.
It's made from loose-fitting fine net that keeps insects away from your outfit. Can be reinforced by spraying it with insect repellent before wear.
Can you imagine you're in high school, and your family's taking you to a summer trip to the games in Rio.
Mm.
But mom and dad want you to wear that wherever you go.
Looks great.
Oh.
Just looks great.
Yeah.
It's very sweaty in this.
Plastic.
Thing. You got to be very sweaty in there.
It's just plastic.
Awful.
You're wearing a plastic bag.
Did you guys know that people who read books actually live longer than those who do not?
Yep.
Maybe you should try reading a book once in a while. We hear the new Harry Potter one is fair to middling. A new study found people who read books live longer than people who don't. Study lasted 12 years. People who read at least half an hour a day were 23% less likely to die than people who did not read. And they lived about 2 years longer overall.
I got to tell you, it felt pretty gypped.
Why?
Because the last book I read was by Brian Head Welch of Korn.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to interview Brian.
That's true.
And I read the whole book.
Yes.
And then he canceled on us like
three
times.
Seven times.
It was like ten times. And
18
now,
times.
I don't even remember what the book was about. So if we interview him again, I have to read it again.
Pretty sure it's about his life and his return to Korn.
Yeah, you could just say, hey.
I got to tell you, that was a really good book.
Yeah?
Really, really good. I recommend it. Go pick
up
Brian.
On a scale of one to book, like how book was it, though? Was it like so book?
Huh. You read that Dog the Bounty Hunter book?
Wait, pause. What?
A little bit better than that one.
No, stop. What? What over there? Did you say? Hey, Steve-O, what did you say? Is it so book?
Yeah. On a scale of one to book. Like, was it just so book? Or like how
is this a joke?
It? No, I'm seriously curious.
The millennial culture is killing you.
What? You guys don't even get it.
Pretty soon you're going to be straight murdered out.
You need to just curve.
That's a word.
You curve.
Guys, the Big Lebowski has died.
What?
Actor David Huddleston died on Tuesday. He was 85. His wife says he'd been suffering from advanced heart and kidney disease. He's most famous for playing the title character in The Big Lebowski. He was the old millionaire who Jeff Bridges' character was mistaken for.
Mm-hmm.
He also played Santa in the 1985 movie Santa Claus the Movie, which was one of my favorite movies growing up, and now I'm depressed.
Santa Claus was good.
He was in Blazing Saddles, McQueen, and Smokey and the Bandit 2. He played Grandpa Arnold on a few episodes of The Wonder Years and did commercials for Citrus Hill Orange Juice in the 80s.
Big Lebowski, that's a classic.
Modern
the dude buys.
Classic.
The dude. I'm the dude.
All right. We got some random facts for Friday, and then I think we got to take a break. Sweden and Finland are tied for the longest Olympic winning streak. They both won at least one medal at every Summer and Winter Olympics since 1908. The U.S. is not on that list because we boycotted the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow. Mm. Why? Russia. Human beings have explored less than 5% of the world's oceans. This goes back to our combo this morning about the moon. Mm-hmm. Get down there in those oceans. See if there's Cardon Megalodon.
Did you see they just discovered a new whale?
Yeah, a weirdo-looking whale.
Yeah, really weird.
Scientists are baffled. In the second presidential election, both parties picked George Washington as their nominee. He won the election with 100% of the vote.
Nuh-uh.
Classic.
100 everybody. George Washington was...
He's the best we've ever done, the best we ever will do.
The president of our time.
Yep.
Well, no, I don't know. Abraham Lincoln.
I'm hundreds of years old. There was a Saturday morning cartoon in 1977 and 1978 called The Robotnik Stooges, which featured the Three Stooges characters as bionic future crime fighters.
Oh,
man, we got to get back there and find that stuff. Man, a new study had found guys who use Tinder, they actually have lower self-esteem. Come on, dudes.
Yeah. Tinder?
A new McDonald's where you just order on a kiosk has opened in Missouri. For a limited time, they're offering unlimited French fries.
Oh, love French fries from Mickey D's. They got to be right out of the fryer, though.
Just get them right out
of there. They're cold. They're not good.
And one of the coolest things I've read all morning, Google Maps might add a feature that helps you find parking spaces. So our whole conversation about having to save a space for your friend and getting run over by some crazy person, moot.
Side note, Liveline, helping you out, Dexter.
Yeah, what do you got?
Because the book, I wanted to remind you, the Brian Head Welch book was actually just a coloring book. So?
What's that? All right.
Yeah, try and stay in the lines.
Uh-huh, sure. Thanks, that's real funny, guys. Real funny. Let's see, when we come back, a couple good news stories. Maybe we'll do a letter. We'll go home. It's the weekend.
I love letters.
It's the weekend, guys.
I want to go to the movies. I don't ever want to go home.
Be right back.
Hillary Clinton's running mate Tim Kaine at a Save Our City summit in Baltimore.
Since her very first speech in this campaign, she's been focused on the issues of systemic racism and inequality.
Clinton holds a Vegas rally.
Donald Trump rally in Maine.
I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united.
President Obama is assessing what's working and what isn't in the fight against the Islamic State group at a time the U.S. military is ramping up its engagement in Libya.
When women stop taking contraceptives that contain estrogen, their vitamin D levels could fall, federal researchers say.
There's a new report on the health of older Americans from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fewer seniors are suffering heart disease, but other chronic illnesses have taken its place.
Christian musician Dallas Taylor is in critical condition as the result of head and other injuries suffered in an all-terrain vehicle accident near Ocala, Florida. Taylor is the lead singer with the heavy metal band Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
What was Hurricane Earl slammed into the coast of Belize with winds of 80 miles an hour, bringing with it heavy rain. Earl quickly weakened to a tropical storm as it moved inland.
9:38.
High today of 86 degrees.
It's hot in this room. It is hot.
I hate it.
Oof.
Nothing to see on the traffic map. That you look at traffic.
Traffic!
If you guys missed it, around 7:45 this morning.
Everybody was hugging and kissing.
Nope. We did a little feature called Slow Motion Theater. It was fun.
The most metal word in the English language is... Burn!
Wait, what?
We slow the show down. That's what we do. And it's nice. Hilarious. A little taste for you if you missed it, hit the podcast.
Some people hate.
Speaking of being slow, I have a whiskey tango coming up that we have to do.
Let's do it. Let's fire it up.
Fire it up! Fire it up!
Do it.
Movie. Now. Hurry. Your life depends on it.
Fire it up.
Sandwich. Sandwich.
I don't know. I may have a really lame tattoo on my back. Guys.
I don't know.
What's the tattoo on my back?
I don't even know what the tattoo is.
I don't know. I don't walk around looking at your back.
Yeah, I don't either.
Guys.
Seriously? Fire it up. What is it?
30-year-old guy named Jeremy Watts and a 24-year-old woman named Jessica broke into a random house in Clarksville, Tennessee on Tuesday.
Is this true romance?
They stole a bunch of stuff, including two PlayStations, some DVDs, and video games. Then they said, hey girl, you and me, we gonna go to that there pawn shop and we gonna get some cash for all this stuff. What they didn't realize is that they robbed the wrong house.
Uh-oh.
the owner of the pawn shop. Who immediately recognized all of his stuff and said, can you excuse me just a second? Ran home to see if they had robbed him.
And they had.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
So what happened next?
He immediately called the cops. And they arrested Jeremy and Jessica while they were still waiting for him inside the pawn shop.
So what's your tattoo on your back of?
Yeah, what is it?
They've both been charged with aggravated burglary and not being cool friends because they don't care about their friend.
Oh, the crow?
Yeah, no, you jerks.
Crow. Which
I hate
crow?
You guys.
You have a bird tattooed on your back. That's just this side of Tweety Bird.
It looks like the Atlanta Falcons logo.
It kind of does.
When are we going to interview your brother? Scotty needs to be on the show.
There's a very oddly shaped man walking around outside.
Okay.
Will you please text Scotty and see if we can have an interview with him? Because we interviewed that guy from the Pawn... What is it? Not Pawn Stars, but what was the other one?
The other one. Hardcore Pawn.
Hardcore Pawns. That's
that
right.
Was it.
And I feel like your brother would be an awesome interview.
He would be incredible.
Why can't we have him on?
I don't know. You know what the funny thing is? I talked to him about our interview with the Pawn Stars
what
guy.
What did he say?
He was like, okay. I'm like, no, man, it was cool. I thought of you. And we talked
Does
about
he watch those shows?
And, no. He's like, whatever. I live the real version. That's totally scripted, bro, for TV.
You
know that's fake, right?
It's not what the hardcore pawn shop guy said.
Yeah, I'm sure. He
said it was all real.
Of course.
What would they say?
Why would they say, yeah, guys, now we made that up. That guy, that fake crackhead, he was an actual...
I love how the guy was totally bashing on Pawn Stars. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not like that other pawn show.
That's not us, bro.
But, you know, I don't want to say their name, but Pawn Stars. Come on, get the interview booked. We got a dump button. We're good.
I don't know if we'd be good enough for that, honestly.
Love hanging out with your bro.
He is a really cool dude. So is that tattoo from, like, the movie Rio?
Shut up, guys. Listen, all right, for all of you youngins out there who are like, I really want to get a tattoo because tattoos are cool. Okay, they kind of are sometimes. They can be very, very, very cool, in fact.
Hannah tattoo.
I happen to be very stoked on this current thing that my buddy Erickson is doing right now.
It's a Hannah tattoo.
We're seriously doing a 90s X-Men sleeve. Nice. I have Magneto on my arm. Shout out to my boy Erickson.
Is that a real tattoo?
Shut up. Here's the thing.
Shut up.
I am old enough to go, you know what I want to do? I want to honor a time in my life that I thoroughly enjoyed. The year was 1991. Mm. I was actually talking to my mom about it this week because she was like, I remember that comic. She would drive me, here in Albuquerque to a place called Comic Warehouse. And then when we lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico, there wasn't a comic shop in that tiny little town.
That's right.
So she would have to drive me to Santa Fe to get comics. And I would collect a certain book and just a huge fan. And, I don't know. It was just something awesome that reminded me of younger years and a good time in my life where I was really drawn close to family and, you know, the time of your life when you rode bikes and all the fun that came with it.
All my troubles seem so
Again,
fun.
I'm a grown man, and it took a while to think it up and decide what I really wanted because it's a permanent reminder. The crow on my back, I was like, I think just 18, so just old enough to get a tattoo. And what was watching the movie, which I still, you know, it's rated R, it's very bad. And I drew it up and was like, I'm going to go get this right now because I'm cool.
Oh, you drew that?
Cool. Yes,
pretty
good. I did. Thank you. I still actually have the original stencil that I made.
No kid.
You know, in 90, whatever.
Wow.
99 or 2000 because that's how young I am. wow. Yeah, but all that to say, like, you can wait.
Yeah.
You definitely don't need to rush out and get tattoos.
No, you don't. We get
questions like that all the time. All of us in here do have tattoos, but it's like, I really want to get this Dragonite because I'm number one in Pokemon Go right now, and I just feel like it'll be... Just wait.
Yeah, I didn't get my first tattoo until I was 25.
If for some reason in 10 years you still want to honor your Pokemon Go heritage, then ride on, man. But I feel like you could probably wait on that bad boy.
Yep. So very soon, guys, we're going to have that cream. We can just wash off our tattoos.
Soon and very soon, we are going to get that cream. Great.
I'll probably, I don't know. I'll probably wash off some of mine. I don't know.
I think it's a good idea, friendo.
Maybe start over?
Star me.
You know, I could just wash off all of my tats and then just start completely over.
Hey, sweet tats, bro dog.
You know? I mean, this only took 10 years, but, you know, I could do another 10 years of tats.
I believe you could.
That'd be kind of cool just to see the difference of, because, you know, we're just talking about how much we change throughout every decade.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to see the type of tattoos I would get in my 30s compared to when I was in my 20s. Because now I look at my tattoos and I go, why did I...
I don't know.
I mean, I probably wouldn't do the skulls. And
skulls?
I mean, I got this Jesus is King, which I love.
And you got skulls
on there? But the koi, that was just so in back in the early 2000s.
What you doing with them skulls?
You know, so, I don't know. You know, I don't know, guys.
Hey, I love you.
I love you too, man. I have some good news here. This is actually pretty good news.
Is it tattoo removal services? All of our regrets just permanently on our bodies?
Well, I think you're the only one that really has regrets. Mm. So I don't. I don't really have regrets.
Mine's just unfinished, but I do have improvements I want to make.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, good.
No regrets, though.
All right, let me talk about this person here, a YouTube star.
Oh.
There's a YouTube star. He's an Australian guy named Brooke Roberts. He runs a YouTube channel called Prank Nation. They mainly do prank videos, but he did one on the 4th of July where he walked around L.A. handing out food to homeless people. And when the video hit YouTube, a 10-year-old in Florida happened to see it and realized one of the homeless people was his mom.
What?
She's 39. Her name's Jamie Garlinghouse, and she has mental health issues.
Oh, no.
She went missing back in November, and after she missed Christmas, her family thought she might be dead. Her son was so relieved to see her online that he started crying.
Oh,
my gosh.
Here's Eddie Olson. He tells Brooke, the Australian YouTube star. This is him talking to him about how they found mom.
Hello?
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, what's up?
Dude, I found her.
That's... I have,
we
like...
We just went, and we went shopping. We went to Ross, and she got a bunch of new clothes. And we went and got some food. And, you know, I started walking down that street, and I thought... I started to turn around, okay? And all of a sudden, Jamie came walking up, and she, like... couldn't believe that I was standing there. And I felt it happen before it happened. You know, it's like the universe guided me that way. Because I didn't want to go that way, and I wasn't going to go that way. But I went that way anyway, you know?
Yeah.
And we came face to face. I mean, it was like something else was controlling me, you know?
Yeah. I mean...
Pretty wild.
Well, yeah, that's the most amazing part of the story, is when they flew to L.A. to find... mom, after 3 days of looking, they finally found her. He says there was one street he almost didn't walk down, but he decided at the last minute that, you know what, I'm just going to try this street. Mm-hmm. And there she was.
Nice.
Apparently, he hasn't been able to get her back to Florida yet because she needs an ID to fly, but they're working on that.
Man.
And they set up a GoFundMe. Missing mother needs
way
help.
Way out there.
Yeah. But all from a YouTube video.
Incredible.
Of this this prankster going around just handing out food to homeless people. And some kid that loves watching YouTube videos was watching and said, wow, that's my mom. That's my mom.
Here's the crazy thing. This morning in the 8 o'clock hour, if you missed it, I highly recommend going back and listening to our podcast. You can search The Morning Invasion on iTunes or Google Play, or just check it out at star88.fm. But in the 8 o'clock hour, we interviewed F. Murray Abraham, who, brilliant actor. I'm not going to lie, I'm still giddy over the interview.
It was so good.
But he talked about, he mentioned his grandfather's favorite fable, and I just wanted to die. Yeah. Like, I just want to write it down and never forget what he said. Because he talked about the idea of us all contributing, really. Mm-hmm. Like, doing our part, doing something. So here's what is crazy. A random YouTube dude decides to hand out stuff to homeless people in L.A., of all places, because it's on his heart. He films a random YouTube video thinking, I'm doing something good for these homeless people. Mm-hmm. And in turn, God uses it through a kid who happens to, like, catch it on YouTube, who in turn happens... I mean, it's like this weird... That guy filming that YouTube video never, ever thought, man, I can't wait to go out and reunite a homeless woman with her family.
Yeah,
right?
He
was literally just doing something, handing out food to homeless people.
Yep.
Doing his part. Doing a little thing that turned into this international story that's crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
Yep. Yeah, it's so sad. You hear about that all the time. Where
it's amazing.
Because a lot of people don't realize that homeless people, a lot of them out there, they have mental health issues. That's why they're out there. They're not lazy. It's they can't function in society. Some of these people, they end up just leaving home. Like this mom, she just left. She just, after it was Christmas time, and she just left. And then the family thought she was dead somewhere. Well, come to find out, she was just living on the streets, homeless.
Gosh.
That's crazy.
I'm trying to mic your brain.
What?
There it is.
I wonder what you're doing. I thought you were, like, tuning a guitar or something.
I thought maybe if I put the mic closer to your brain, I could get some some insight into the way you think.
Oh, man.
It didn't work.
It didn't work at all.
It didn't work.
It didn't at all. But also good news, my family and I aren't homeless anymore, which is awesome.
Yeah, so, and that's an amazing story.
Yeah, for those of you out there, maybe you don't listen early. My family and I, we've been going through some tough times because we, you know, the owners of the house, they asked us to leave because they wanted to, you know, do whatever they want to do at the home. And so we were planning on moving. We found a home, and then it fell through. Just that house disappeared. And so we didn't have a home when we were supposed to be out on August 1st. And so we didn't know what we were going to do.
Mm.
We couldn't find a home anywhere. We're freaking out. And, you know, the week that I took off from the show, that was the week we were supposed to move. That's why I took it off.
Yeah. Man, talk about a mess.
Right? So that week,
maybe
God
knew you needed a break.
Yeah, you know,
because here's the deal.
Right. I did need a break.
Off air, like, we have all been talking about it. I know we have this incredibly amazing job. Mm-hmm. We really do. But we pour out, like, I'm worried I'm losing my voice. Like, I'm honestly nervous. I want to go see a vocal specialist because I'm like, did I screw something up? Do I have, like,
quit yelling
crazy
at
limp?
Me.
No, right? So, like, we exhaust all this energy 4 hours every day on air and then behind the scenes, like getting ideas and being creative. And it's amazing. It's also mentally draining. Mm. And we've all talked about needing like a break. And the funny thing is you took a vacation, not to take a vacation, but to move, which was going to be a lot of hard work and it was going to be chaos and crazy. And God was like, you're going to actually just rest because you need it. It's so amazing how God works. And
it definitely
how he
was
knows
a rest
us.
From the show.
Yeah.
But we packed up the house. And so we've been living with boxes. And just luckily, two of our kids have been spending the summer with their aunt in Nevada. So that's been nice.
Yeah.
So they weren't affected by it. But we didn't know where what we were going to do. I mean, we had no home to move into. And so we talked about it, you know, the past couple of days on the show, and all of a sudden we had a member of the Starmie hit us up and said, hey, we just put our house on the market. We were going to sell it, but now we're just going to rent it. Do you guys maybe want to check it out? And so we did, and holy cow, it is the most amazing house, and it's way more than we ever wanted in a house.
Wait. Are you saying it's more than you ever asked, fathomed, or thought?
Yes.
That's biblical.
All of that.
I want to make it biblical.
I mean, God just came through big time and, you know, just used some amazing people in the Starmie to help us out because we didn't know where – we didn't have anywhere to go. We were turning into squatters.
Squatters.
Like, I turned to my wife the other day and I said, well, let's figure out the law here. Let's figure out squatting laws because I think
squatting
we might
laws.
Have 30 days to squat here. Oh, and we'll be okay before they come in and kick us out, you know? So we should probably look that up. And I didn't want to do that, of course. I don't want to do that to the owners of the of the house.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, well, what do you do?
When you got to squat, you got to squat.
What do you do when you have a family? You know, you have nowhere to put your stuff. I mean, I was ready to put all the stuff into a storage unit.
Yeah.
And then move to a trailer because we have a friend who owns a trailer.
Shout out to Starmie.
So they totally came through. We found a gorgeous house. And
thank you, Starmie.
It's right next to
thank you, Lord.
Caleb's high school. And it's in the neighborhood we wanted. Thanks for the prayers. I know a lot of you guys were praying. But, yeah, God came through, and That's he right. came through fast.
Dude, Ephesians 3, guys. Ephesians 3. It's the prayer for spiritual strength, and it's Paul like exhorting everybody and saying, hey, for this reason, I, Paul, bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. To him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or fathom or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Love it.
It echoes Dude. Micah 1:8. Therefore, I will wail and howl. I will go stripped and naked.
That's not
I will make a wailing like the dragons and mourning as the owls.
That's
Micah 1:8.
Definitely not. Okay.
Just as important.
We're done with the show this week, you guys.
Nailed it.
Have a beautiful weekend.
Hey, you as well.
I don't know what's happening next week, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. I just know I'm moving into a new house.
Yes!
Ah!
Booyah!
Oh, wait. Oh,
we did it. It's fine.
Okay.
It's enough.
All right. Well, goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.